Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Willie Dog Show. Get tuned to the best. We gotta lock it up, lock it up. Put your money up, money up. From New York to Miami, all the way to Mississippi too. Chuck G in the house, baby. Willie Dog on the mic too. Shouts out to Showtime, baby. Yeah. Introducing Willie Dog.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get started, we gotta do a little correction, a little apology going on. Last night on Pro Start the Joe Show, we inadvertently was looking for some races, and Pro Start Joe was trying to get some races up, and he was suggesting some names. And one of the names he suggested was a guy that was racing down here at that time, and when the lights come on, he just kept going and everything. It's a guy by the name of Arthur Walton. After we was, you know, kind of joking and laughing about it, we found out that the guy had passed, and we just want to give a special prayer for him tonight, Arthur Walker, better known as Artie. And after that, I'm going to get Pro Stock Joe on because I know he want to say a public apology also. So, Miss Spice, Miss Denise, could you give us a special prayer for Arthur Walton, better known as Artie?
Okay. Eternal and all-wise God, Father, we thank you for another sunrise and an opportunity to see another day. Lord, tonight we pray for restoration. We ask that you restore unto us the joy of your salvation. Uphold us with your spirit so that we may continue to grow stronger. Lord, we ask that you use us in a mighty way to hold each other up during this trying time within our brotherhood. Although our spirits may be bothered right now, I ask that you bring to our remembrance that joy cometh in the morning. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust in him with all your hearts, and the Spirit of the Lord will cover you. So I say to you all, the tongue is a mighty sword. Bring forth fruit when you speak, and blessings will be bestowed upon you. God bless each and every listener tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Ms. Showtime, Ms. Denise Spice. Okay, I appreciate it for that, and thank you for the prayer. Okay? Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you.
All right, thank you. Showtime.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and give us our prayer to start off our thing, and Pro Start Joe, if you're on the phone, press the one button, Joe. Pro Start Joe, if you're on the phone, press the one button. Go ahead, start our prayer for tonight, if you don't mind, Showtime, please.
Okay, let's all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we would like to give all praise and glory for watching over us this weekend as we travel from near and far. Father, we thank you, even though it rained on Saturday, we kept the faith in you that everything was going to be all right on Sunday. Might have not been what we wanted, but you provided a day of entertainment for us. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate it, my brother. Now I'm going to get Pro Stock Joe in there. Like I said, I know he want to speak for himself. I mean, we know we all was joking and everything about that, but we didn't know about the tragic ending that the guy had. And I had a couple of calls today and said we need to do a little tribute for him. So that's my form of doing it. I'll let Joe do his own part. Pro Stock, you there?
Yeah, what's up, Doctor?
Hey, what's up? Did you hear what I said on my introduction there about the guy that we was talking about last night?
Yes,
was on your show that we were talking about?
Yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, yeah, his name was Artie. And as we were making a little joke about the way he raced, HD texted me last night and told me that he had unfortunately passed away. So, I definitely want to was not aware that he had passed until I got that message. So, definitely our hearts go out to his family, and definitely send out my deepest apology for, like I said, being for, for those jokes last night. Like I said, no harm was intended. Did not know the circumstances at the time. So.
Okay, appreciate it, Joe. All right, I was supposed to talk, Joe. We just do what we do right here, like I said. Anything we mess up, we try to go back and clean it up if we mess it up, because we all humans, and Nobody really knew about it. I mean, we always laughing about it. It was just a, we thought it was a joke, but now we try to correct what we, you know, our problems. Today's show is going to be, I don't know how we're going to say it's going to be. I got a lot of things going on, but as, of course, you know, as I normally do, I need to go and get my sponsors on out the way. Showtime, do I need to mute your mic or you going to be good with it, though?
Yeah, I'm cool with it, though. If you hear any noise, man, I'll mute it myself.
Okay, well, just mute it anyway. You don't want to hear no noise, big dummy. Anyway, that's my man, Showtime. All right, let's get my sponsors on out the way. As you know, I need not to say, I start off with my main man, Lil Mo, Mo Speed Shop, man. If it wasn't for Mo, we had a decent time this weekend. If it wasn't for Mo, I couldn't even get the car to the track. Like I said, he had to put in fuel, pumps, batteries, had to make cages for it and everything. But guess what? One-stop shopping, baby. We went to Mo Speed Shop and got it done. 706-414-6688. That's Mo Speed Shop. Well, Mo Speed Shop, that's one thing. He damn sure gets you to the track. But we got to the track, and man, did we run into some damn problems. So I got a brand new sponsor this week. That's the Fulton Machines and Engines of Glenville, Georgia. That's Robert and Joe Fulton, the boys down there. They do a pretty good job, and they did some on-track help with me yesterday, Sunday. Got me back in the racing, and I was fortunate enough to make it to the finals. So I want to plug my new sponsor, Fulton Machine and Engines, Robert and Joe Fulton of Glenville, Georgia. You can reach them at the shop, 912-654-0330, or you can call Robert personally, 912-237-3420. That's Fulton Machine and Engines, Robert or Joe Fulton. Glenville, Georgia, some good guys down there. Go down there and give them a holler. I mean, they'll help you out. But, you know, like I said, we all need some help sometime. And if it wasn't for them and a little more, I never could have been able to race this weekend. So I want to thank both of them, and I'm proud to have both of them as my sponsor. Boy, that's all right. You got two. I got all kind of help then. But anyway, go check them out down in Glenville, Georgia. The new sponsors, Fulton Machine and Engine, Robert and Joe Fulton. Go check them out. Some good guys. They don't mind hitting the ground and helping you out. All right, let me see. Can I get my other man on here? Oh, brother.
Howdy, car. Can I help you?
Hey, what's up, honey? What's up, man?
I'll tell you what, Mad Dog. I'm going to start calling you Mad Dog.
Oh,
Wiz Dog just don't work. Well, y'all was talking Saturday, Sunday. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, honey, we don't want you to explain too much about that. We got that coming up in another segment. But I want to know is what you got going on there at Comfy Car, man?
Well, I tell you what, we had one good weekend this weekend. Races going down south. We had five of our of the Comfy Car teams going to the finals. You and Brian Jacobone with G Unit, and what a race! That was wonderful.
You always must be reading my mind. I got my house book or something. I want you to say that because both of us got what kind of nitrous we got on them cars.
You got passing gas, Comfy Car nitrous oxide system. It's the best you can run. I tell you what, that was some fascinating racing. That's the first time I've enjoyed drag racing in a long time. People that hadn't watched the G-Bodies, man, y'all need to get y'all's butts to the track. That is the down-home, have-fun racing. That's what it's about. It rained Saturday, and I thought it was over with, but, man, it was worth staying.
Yeah, if it wasn't for you, Ernie. Like I said, we couldn't have shot it in there and got it down the track. Like I said, you had two winners, and you couldn't have, if you had been a big sponsor out there like you are, you was not a loser because either one of your cars was taking that Comfy Car doggone banner on home with them.
Well, I tell you what, I talked to Brian this morning. I told him, I said, what, there wasn't nobody backed in the winner's circle on that one. That was hard racing.
Okay, honey. I mean, you know, it speaks for itself, though. So tell us how they can get a hold to you and give us the phone numbers there, brother.
Phone number is 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. So it's easy to find us. All you got to do is give us a call. We've got some, Little Mo could attest this weekend. He had if he charged a dollar a piece for people touching the pressure gauges and the bottle heaters, we could have been rich by today.
I hear that.
We're going to keep the bottle heaters on special right now and the bottle pressure gauges, and we also have that new flow gauge assembly that I showed you.
Okay.
That thing is bad. You can dial them right into a tenth of a pound every time.
Okay, Ernie, also, I want to Mike, your mic open. Can you hear me, Mike? You on the phone, Mike? Mike Hill. Mike Hill, I need to know if you're on the phone, Mike Hill. Okay, Mike might be testing or nothing, but I see him up here. But anyway, Ernie, I wanted to say you had the old doggone hearse out there raising heck, and everybody thought maybe you had broken though. Tell us about the old hearse this weekend.
Well, we decided to bring the hearse out there this weekend and put it on a little bit of show for the crowd. We went out there and made one pass, came back, and found out we had a little fuel left. So we told the crew what we'd do is we'd go out there and get on the start line, and I'd put on a fire show to she suck the bottom of the tanks. And we went through 100 gallons and, we did 80 gallons in the eighth mile and then came around and burnt the other 20 gallons on the starting line.
Oh, man.
That's okay, a fire-breathing dragon.
It was a good old time, man. And I saw you did with your tuxedo on and everything.
Oh, man, you know, you got to have a tuxedo. You got to have the looks. It's all about the looks, man. We had fun. That was absolute blast.
Right, stand by for a minute. Stand by. Okay, honey, anything else you want to tell the fans out there? If you want to stand by, Ernie, you can if you want to hear a little bit of the show right here because somebody might want to ask you a couple of questions or something, though.
Okay, well, I want to tell Showtime and Mike Hill, I'm glad to finally be able to put a face to the name. I tell you what, great guys. Those are the people that's really going to do this sport some good, and I'm in to support them. Whatever this G-Body class needs, I'm willing to step up to the pot.
Okay, all right. Mike, I keep opening the mic. I don't know if he's listening. Mike, are you on the phone, Mike? Well, also, honey, I got a nice-looking little young lady on the phone that you told me to make sure you wanted to see her, Miss Nicole Lyles. How you doing, Nicole?
I'm good, dog. How are you?
We got
how you doing, Miss Nicole?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing wonderful. Glad to see you this weekend.
You too.
Okay. All right, Ernie, if you want to stand by, you can, or you can just go listen somewhere else if you want to, or you can stand by, though. But I got to go on with the rest of the show if you want to say anything else we need to know, Ernie.
No, man, I just enjoyed the weekend and being with everybody. I'm gonna turn back around here and start plumbing another intake so we can get another car out there on the next race.
Okay, Ernie. Appreciate it then, bro. I'm going to go ahead and cut your phone off because these phones is overloaded today. I think.
All right, well, man, y'all have a good one.
Hey, Ernie, this ain't Wild Man.
Who the? What? This ain't Wild Man.
Ernie, you hurt my feelings now.
Oh, my God, I hurt your feelings again. Oh, Lord, I did that this weekend, didn't I? Oh, I sponsored your competition.
You get your sponsor. This dog, man. This the dog show. Wild Man tomorrow now.
Okay. All right.
All right, you be good.
I had to get that little backstab in there for you.
Okay. All right. No problem, brother.
Y'all have a good one.
All right. Thank you. All right. That was under the company call. Nicole Lyles, how you doing, Nicole?
I'm good. Doing well.
Okay, Nicole, the reason I got you on here today, you know, it's been rumors flying here and rumors flying there and rumors flying all over the place, man. And if you could, I'm just going to turn it over to you. Ain't nobody, Michael, but you're in Showtime, and Showtime better not make no noise. Could you just run through all the rumors of the reality show that you was doing and just tell us what is the reality show? Just tell us about what happened this week.
Well, this weekend, dog, we came out and we filmed a reality show pilot. All about grudge racing, and we filmed you as well as several others, and it went down really, really good, and we got a lot of action, and we're really happy with it.
Can you expand some more on it? Because, you know, people thinking now we millionaires, and you done made $1 million off this and stuff, and everybody want to get paid. Can you expand on this and just tell us what it's really about?
Well, nobody made any money, so... Everybody's clear. I mean, if anything, I spent money, lots of it, to do this. But the show is basically a show that I developed back in 2009 with the Writers Guild, following you guys as the prime characters in the show. I figure, you know, all these other shows like, you know, Lizard Towing and this and that are going on. And I figure, why not show what you guys do? What you guys do is way more live and way more interesting than any NHRA, ADRL, whatever race you can even think of. So if ESPN can capitalize on it, why not you guys?
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
So basically, you're shooting a pilot, and if it goes somewhere, then it might be some incentive in it later for some dollar bills or something?
Oh, for sure. I mean, nobody can lock in harder than a network, period. So what I'm trying to say is whoever's in this, whoever's involved with this, at the end of the day, it's got to be about dollar signs or this doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. So this is, you know, I'm a behind-the-scenes person in this. I'm not, you know, I'm not an avid grudge racer. You know, I don't claim to be. I don't act like I am. So, you know, it's about you guys, and you guys are the stars, and you guys will be paid accordingly by the network for the stars that you are. Now, you have reality stars like Snooki and all of these people out there making $50,000 an episode, $100,000 an episode. Why can't you guys?
Damn, I like that. I like that. Just give me two episodes and I'm happy then. Yeah, okay. All right, Nicole, anything else you want to say about this weekend? Anybody you want to thank or holler out and everything? Because
I have a lot of people to thank. And starting with you know, everybody in the grudge racing world. First off, Mike Hill. Without him, what we did, you know, definitely wouldn't be possible. And Jeff and House of Hug, you, Doc, Eric, Lil Romeo Stage, everyone involved with the Dream Team Camp, Lil Mo, Charles, Lil Flip, his entire crew, Wildman, Chris, everybody associated with Wildman crew, Lethal Weapon crew, Johnny, Doo-Doo with that crew, Killing Time Racing, Tony Wright, G-Unit Racing, Pro Stock Joe, just Street King, everybody involved with the event that went down. We thank everybody, the fans, everybody. I mean, we got so much footage and so much action. I just can't see this not being a hit.
Hey, I heard y'all got some action that y'all didn't even really plan on getting.
Oh, yeah, that happened too. And, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we definitely want to show, grudge racing in its glory and what's going on. And fact of the matter is you guys are putting up money, time, you know, race and fuel, everything down to the motors and everything you guys have spent on this. And it's intense. It's
right.
Intense for that very reason. And that's the beauty of it, is that you guys live it out the way it really should be. Like, that's how I want to be. Like, so when I go to the line in the NHRA, I really want to be that damn intense. But I
right.
can't, because I'm in this corporate structure where I'm scrutinized, and I just can't have that type of personality that I would love to have. And I feel like that's what racing really stems from. That's true racing. You should be passionate and aggressive about this. I mean, you put so much hard work into these cars and time and people, and, you know, I see it with you guys, and, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing, so.
In other words, you say you want to let your hair down and be yourself sometime.
I do. I really do, and you can't be like that in those type of sanctioning body world, and I just admire the fact that you guys get down and do what racing really is about, and, you know, it's about that passion behind it, and I have that passion for it, and I give you nothing but world of respect.
Well, since you're on a grudge show, then, and as more man, type man, it always, I'm about to use this expression, when you mess up, I'm about to kick you in the nuts. Well, since you're on our show, I'm about to kick you in the nuts a little bit then, Nicole, because one person you left out, that I know you can always leave out somebody. Don't you want to thank the entire Simon Page production crew?
Yeah, well, you got to thank the entire Simon Page production crew. You know, we are tied in together, so, you know, they represent me and everything that we're doing, and they're making this possible, and they're bringing, you know, the idea of this. When I saw it, I saw this whole grudge racing thing back when I was living on the West Coast, 2008, I started watching grudge racing on YouTube and all of this stuff, and I, you know, being that I've been on television shows for the past 3 years, in 2009, I said, I just have to register this with the Writers Guild. I really feel like this could be a hit and that this could be a season after season show. And, you know, I would love to see y'all paid well for it. I would love to see, you know, this go down. And, you know, I got to thank them, definitely, Dog and Simon Page
okay.
Productions, for making this happen.
Okay, just hold on for a minute. Dolomite, I know y'all got something going on, but I already told Jay that we got to take care of this stuff in the order that it got to me. So if y'all just want to hold on, I get to you before the show over for sure, but I got another segment. I got to get on the books, on the records right now. So, Nicole, do you have anything you need to do or you want to send somebody this other segment because it involves you? And it was a controversy came up, but, you know, it's a controversy came, that's all I got to do.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fine. I'll be right here, Doc.
Man, I just got a page there. You see, anytime you miss one name, it'd be that one person that's always listening. When you don't call their name, you miss it. Because you mentioned grown folks, because we put him on there first.
Yes, grown folks. And you know what? I just thought, too, I think I forgot CompuCar Nitrous and Ernie with that, too.
Yeah, I know. But like I said, you might just want to do a thank you in a group because you always going to leave out somebody. And that's going to be the
definitely.
First thing. That you didn't think was listening that you left out. So grown folks just called and kicked me in the nuts. But anyway, grown folks, you know we.
Yeah, they kicked me in the crotch on that one. I'll take that crotch shot. Yes, grown. I said they kicked me in the crotch on that one. I'll take that crotch shot from a grown folks race and definitely was a part of it as well.
Grown folks just kicked me back and said he didn't kick you in the crotch. He said he kicked you in the nuts. You one of the fellas now. He kicked you in the nuts.
Oh, okay. My bad. I didn't know I had nuts. Yes, he's kicked me in the nuts.
Well, you don't really have nuts, but since you said you're in the grudge game and you're in the community there, well, we kick you in the nuts. That was the tight name
okay.
over there. She'd kick him in the nuts. But if you want to say crouch, we'll let you say crouch, though, but it don't sound right. So we're going to say we kick you in your nuts.
Okay. I'll take it.
But Nicole, if you could indulge us a little bit more, stay with us, because I got to bring this other segment up just in case somebody wanted to ask you a question. But if they was listening real closely, you just answered it. You said you had this idea for how long?
I said I started this. I did this idea with the Writers Guild back in 2009.
Yeah. Also, grown folks say he love you.
Oh, I love him too.
Okay. All right. That's Miss Nicole Lowndes. Like I said, she was the spearhead of this thing that everybody was at the track. If you notice, all the cameras all in your face when you're trying to do this here. I went to the bathroom and they stuck one in the bathroom. Man, come on now. But anyhow, that was the fun part of it. Everybody had a good time. I'm trying to get Mike on the phone. He must be out there. He's down there in Valdosta testing his car. He's on the line, but he's not here. Mike, is you back on the phone yet, Mike? Mike Hill. I keep calling for Mike because Mike needs to come on. I thought maybe he want to just say a shout-out to all his friends and all the people that came out this weekend. If he's not here, I'll say it for him. We had an excellent event this weekend. It was outstanding, an excellent event. We've been so tired, like Nicole said, starting from Friday morning all the way to damn Sunday night. We've been running like bees, man. But it's been a good time. This is the best time I had at the racetrack, associated with the racetrack, in a while. So anyway, this brings me to my other subject because everybody think it's going to be real nasty, but it's not going to be that nasty. Only thing, I'm going to get on Joe later. Joe, I was going to get you next, but I'm going to get on this other Tony Bynes primetime saga that I said I was going to do. Everybody assuming that I'm coming on here to jump on Tony. That ain't what I'm here for. This is what I'm here for. I done had 100 calls. I done had 100 people ask me, where's primetime? Where's primetime? Where's primetime? Well, okay. They say I'm mad with primetime. I am not mad with primetime. I am a fan. Tony Bynes is above grudge racing right now for his stature. Tony Bynes is a celebrity. I'm a Tony Bynes fan. I don't wear his draws to bed like Jay Bunn's wear Mike Hill's to bed, but I'm a Tony Bynes fan because, you know, Tony draws probably a little dirtier than Mike Hill's. But anyway, I'm a Tony Bynes fan, so we want to see Tony Bynes. Now, everybody asked me, where was Tony Bynes this week? Okay. I know there's two mics open. We got background noise. There's two mics open now. Let's get the background noise. Well, it was showtime. I got it. All right. Nobody mic open now. Nicole, you still with me, Nicole?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody wanted to know where was Tony Bynes. Okay. They said we was mad. They said Tony Bynes ain't here. And they said, dog, I've been on the internet, you know. I didn't open this door. Tony Bynes said they are shooting a reality show at the track and primetime has nothing to do with it. Okay, no problem. It's no big deal if primetime had nothing to do with this thing. The question is now, you open the door. We finna try to close it to get everybody the truth. We were shooting a reality show, like Nicole just stated, and we were just trying to involve some of the key players.
of course, when she called me with the idea, her and Mike Hill, when they called me with the idea, I immediately said, okay, Tony Bynes, Dream Team, and all that. Of course, she said the same thing. So we set out and asked them, would they be available to shoot a pilot shot? It started off Friday. It was going to be this, started off this past Friday. So Tony said, yeah. So ain't no problem. That was on a Monday now. He'd come up Thursday. I just went by the shop to see Tony. And then he said he couldn't shoot the reality show because one of his partners said they didn't want us to be doing it because they stole their idea. Okay, my eyes got bigger than they already are. I didn't know what he was talking about because I didn't know what they was, you know, nobody stealing nothing. So Tony said he could not do the show. All right, no problem. If Tony don't do the show, he just don't do the show. So, okay, so come Friday, we come out, we started shooting. Started at my house, left my house, went to Little Mo House, left Little Mo House, went down to doggone Big Jerry's call out. Big Jerry's staging all of them, they did it. I mean, everything was going smooth. We thought everything was cool and everything. Word gets back to me that Tony mad because I done tricked Big Jerry and I done tricked everybody to do a reality show because I'm getting paid, I rigged or whatever. I didn't trick nobody to do nothing. I called Tony. As soon as I knew it, I called Tony. Me and Tony might be on different sides of the ladders when it comes to racing, but everything I do, I try to involve Tony Bynes because Tony Bynes is grudge racing. Dog is grudge racing. I got nothing against Tony unless I'm lining up side his ass. That's the only time I got anything against Tony Bynes. So my point is, we didn't shoot him. We hit on over to North Augusta, shot on the ring, went on to the track and did a whole lot of stuff. Did we have a good time or not, Nicole?
Oh, we had an excellent time.
Yeah, so all the trouble is everybody want to know then what is the problem and why wouldn't prime time at the track? Okay, Nicole, you can go ahead and get off if you want to because I ain't open no mics up to ask no questions. I'm just going to throw this out here and then if they come back and they want to ask questions, I'll let them ask questions then. So if you want to go ahead and get off and take care of your business, you can go ahead on. I just want everybody to know and I want you to tell them that you had this idea how many years ago?
Well, I'll stay on, Doc, because I'm here to address any questions that anybody has. And if anybody has, you know, I don't mind answering anything. But I registered the idea with the Writers Guild back in 2009.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, okay, let me go in. Okay, no problem. Okay, so this is what I'm saying. When prime time don't come to the track, trust me, I mean, you might lose a little something, but as a fan, I'm a fan. I'd have paid anything to see Tony Bynes in there with the Rambo car going up against me. Dream Team, they had to get another driver. They should have won. Well, I think if I'm looking at it the way I want to say it, they probably would have won the G-Body race if they had had their regular team. Now, I had heard in the past that Primetime and Dream Team was one team. Okay, Tony, if you got a problem with somebody, say for instance Mike Hill, because that's what I heard, then that's between you and Mike Hill. Don't cheat all your other friends, all your other people that want to come see you out of seeing you, Tony, just because you and Mike Hill don't get along. And another thing I'm going to tell everybody out there, they think it's a damn $1 million in this damn racing. You better spend $5,000 to $7,000 before the race even go. You ain't made no damn money. Ain't nobody out here making no hell of a lot of money in this damn game, these damn races. All the aggravation you got to go through to do this and shit, it really ain't worth it. You have to just love doing it. Nicole, how much money? You got to tell me, but you done spent a bunch of money this past weekend, a bunch, because you had to stay extra days down here, and you ain't seen a penny of that money come back, have you?
No.
Okay, but you done spent it though, ain't you?
Yes, I sure did.
Okay, so what I'm trying to tell you people, this stuff is the way it looks. The finished product just makes it seem like it's polished. There's a lot of shit goes in between getting these shows together and all this here and doing all this here stuff. I said it to say this here. Tony Bynes, I'm a fan of yours. Tony, we miss you at the track talking shit to Boogeyman, making him react. We miss you at talking to Realtree, making him look like a fool, which he don't even want to talk unless you messing with him. Tony, we love you. We miss you. But, Tony, the show will go on without you. Don't forget that. This is your home track, Tony. This is your home track. I'm talking to Tony Bynes now. I'm not bashing him because I love the man like a brother. He just don't believe it. This is your home track. People might not have $20, $30, $40 more to put gas in their tank to go to Orangeburg or go to Macon to see you, Tony. This is your home track. I don't care if you're mad with the world, Tony. When you're at your home track, Tony, you should be there. You should be at your home track because you got fans that want to see you, boss.
You need to be at your home track, Tony. And if you ain't there, you're doing a disservice to those people. I know you might say, well, I ain't got money, Tony. That's a lie. Quit lying about that. Now, don't lie about you ain't got money to come to the track, because you could have come to the track. You didn't have to bring a car, Tony. We wanted to see you. Also, you got to realize, Tony, you over a big organization now. A lot of people respect you. A lot of people look up to you. A lot of people want you to help them out, which you do, Tony. You got Trigger Man. Right now, Trigger Man should be the baddest motherfucker out there, because that man, when he jumped in Jerry's Dream Team, the Little Romeo and the Juliet car, he went to another level. His lights got better. He started doing everything. He walked with a different stride. Tony, don't put an umbrella over that young man. Me and you is two old motherfuckers. Don't put an umbrella over that young man. That young man got a bright future. Let him blossom, Tony. Right then, that hurts you. Because people looking at you, they just ain't going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you on broad daylight on this radio show. A lot of other people will tell you the same thing, but they just don't want to tell you, Tony. You good for the game. You're going to always be good for the game. Your name and legacy is in stone, Tony. If you died today, everybody remember Tony Primetime Boss Bynes. So I'm trying to tell you, Tony, let that man grow. Let him grow. You got grown folks over there. Grown folks looking for Trigger Man. Trigger Man drive grown folks' car, and he drive Dream Team car. Now, I don't know how he would have did in this shootout, but if they didn't have to run each other, they had a chance of making the finals. Little Romeo, I think, in my own estimation, would have been the best car in that thing with Trigger Man cutting the lights he been cutting. And Nicole, hold tight, because I got to say all this and stuff, so when people start asking questions, they understand the whole ram. So I'm going to ramble today a little bit. Trigger Man, like I said, and I like Trigger Man. That's my main man. That boy, when is Trigger Man going to get a chance to get his get back against me? I whooped his ass in Union, and he goddamn it said he wanted me back. Okay, guess what? If he had been at the track Sunday, guess who he had to run first? He would have got a chance to kick my old ass to the curb. Then, he would also had a chance to kick Hurricane Ike ass, Lil Flip them ass, to the curb. That young man needs that. That man went out and bought him a brand new racing suit to be at the track at Mike Hill's race, and he wasn't there. Now, Tony, I saw what you put on the internet. You did this now. You put on the internet that you didn't tell nobody not to come to the race. Now, the main thing, all this shit I've been talking, the main purpose of me talking about this is, Tony, you're a grown man of your own. You're an individual man. You are a man of your own. What you could have did was, if you had a problem with Mike Hill, if that's what the problem was, you could have come to the track with no car, Tony. But you should have let your people that's under you come on out there, because you broke up the team, because there's no goddamn I in team, boss. There's no I in team, man. You should have let your people come on out there and did what they want to do. Little Romeo should have won that damn G-body race. If he didn't win it, then that G-unit, once they got their shit together, they was bad. Grown folks, car looked good and everything. He probably, now, might have not have blown his car up, because he was beating the shit out of the G-Unit team, and then when that other shit come on, it just did. If Jamie, a Trigger Man, had been driving the car, he might have seen where he was beating him at, and I got to admit, he learned from me and you. Hey, you ain't got to beat him bad, just beat him a little bit. He might have got out of the car and saved it to the next round. You never know what might happen, Tony. All I'm trying to tell you is, Tony, you affect a lot of people's lives. A lot of people's lives you affect, Tony. You need to start putting your pride or your selfishness that you have on yourself aside and let them other people grow. All that's going to make you is a bigger man, Tony. And I'm telling you this from the heart, bro. I'm telling you this from the heart. Now, I'm going to get Tight Man on the phone in a few minutes. He might have said it in another way. And I didn't want to bring nobody on the phone yet. But I'm going to do this so we can go and get this out of the way. And I want everybody out there to know, this ain't me bashing Tony. I'm a Tony fan. But Tony got to let the people up under him grow. He got to let them grow. And so this is what I'm going to get Tight Man on here. Maybe he can say something else to make me stop talking, because I'm getting fed up a little bit here. I'm welling up a little bit. Tight Man, take out this hole, man.
What's going on, dog? I hear your phone going off in the background.
That's I'm getting them texts, man. I don't want to hear it, man.
I understand, you know. It ain't nothing. You know, Tony chose not to come, and he do have an obligation to his fans. And I just feel like, you know, certain business, if I got a problem with you, dog, I know how to call you, and we can work it out. And I think that's one of the things that should have happened, because, like you said, right now, prime time, the hottest thing getting racing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like, man, I talked to you today, and and we talk some real talk and everything. Did I say anything wrong in my speech?
No, you didn't say nothing wrong, dog. You done perfect, if you ask me. You didn't bash the man like people thought you was gonna do. You just told him exactly what his obligations are as a grudge racer, as prime time.
Okay, Nicole Lowndes, did you think I did anything wrong? I said anything out of context. I don't want nobody to patronize me. Tell me the truth, because I can learn also.
No, I don't think you did.
Go ahead, Nicole.
I don't think you did at all. And also, you know, I'm putting it out there. Like, if Tony has a problem or doesn't want to be on the show, he still could have come to the race and we wouldn't have shot him. There were several people that didn't want to be on the show that we didn't shoot. We're not forcing anybody to be, you know, we're not playing any games. I'm not there to play any games. I'm there every weekend. I have to see y'all. I'm not, you know, trying to do anything like that. So if you don't want to be shot, all you have to say is, hey, I just don't want to be shot. We don't even ask you any questions after that on why or any of those reasons. So he still could have came and, you know, gave his fans, since he is, you know, a big time, you know, person in the grudge scene, we would have loved to have him on the show. I think he's amazing. I think his entire team is amazing. You know, it would have been dope to have him on the show, but if not, I would have just enjoyed to see him out there racing.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say, Nicole. Sweet Willie, if you're on the phone, Sweet Willie, press the one button, Sweet Willie. If you're on the phone, I need Sweet Willie. Go ahead, Tyke, man. You got something you want to say? Because you didn't make it easy. You were going to try to make it. What happened to you, brother?
The house, the Davis family was at one another's throat a little bit around the house. That's why I didn't make it.
Okay.
You know, Sunday's the day that I get back from the track, and that's normally the go out to eat day, dog.
Okay. All right. Sweet Willie, how you doing? Have you been listening to the whole thing I was saying, Sweet Willie?
Yeah, I've been listening from the beginning.
Okay. Well, could you put it in a context? Maybe tell me if I did in the moment, help me out here. What I'm trying to say.
No, dog. I think you were passionate. You told exactly how you felt. The only thing I wish now is that if someone's going to be talked about is that if he was on the phone. But I didn't know any of it.
Okay, make him get on the phone.
I understand that. I'm just saying that I would have liked for him to have been able to answer all these questions because we don't even know if your words are to him, but we don't even know if he's getting the words.
Okay, Tony Bynes, if you're on the phone, and I know some of your people listen, so they're telling you, so I know y'all was listening to him. Press the one button, Tony, or whoever can get Tony on the phone. Tony Bynes.
No.
Yes.
I just got an email. Certified, say, hit this number.
I don't want to talk with certified yet, to be honest with you. I don't want to.
Okay.
Certified want to. Yeah, go ahead. What's his number? I'll get certified. I ain't certified is my man, too. I didn't want to put him in the middle of this. Which one is his number? Give me certified number. I ain't got anybody. Give me the last four. What are you calling from? What number are you calling from?
I got to look at it right quick. Hold on, dog. I have it in 1 second.
Really keep your mic open. His phone's going to go down today because they
2298.
Okay, hold on a minute. Dolomite.
Yeah, I'm here, dog.
Go ahead. You want to add something to this conversation?
Yeah, kind of. I guess I'll play the devil's advocate this evening since he ain't here. A man do have a right to come or not come to a show if he decides that it's a show that he don't want to come to. Is that not right?
You say you playing devil's advocate. I'm letting you play it. That don't make no sense what you just said.
I'm just playing it because he ain't on the phone. So he ain't on the phone. Just to look at it from, another side. If a person really don't want to come to a show for whatever the reason they deem that might be, to be kind of put out there a little bit because he didn't show up to the show for whatever the reason, did anyone ever go to the man and talk to him and find out what the reason was why he didn't come, you know, why he wasn't going to come to the show? I'm sure he got phone calls before the show.
Okay, you playing devil's advocate, that was a good question, but I already... know the answers. I know why. I know why what he told me. That's all I can say. So that's why I tried to put it as delicate as I can. But the overall picture wasn't about it. The overall picture was about his impact on the race, on the game. Tony Bynum is a legend in the game. He's everything in the game. Only thought I had with him, like I said, it was you should if you didn't want to come, don't come. But don't go tell other people not to come. That was wrong. I didn't appreciate that. I don't like that. I don't care whose show it is. If I ain't gonna come to your show, just don't come. Don't go around and tell Joe Blow, Joe Snuffy, and Eloise not to come. Hold on, this is Mike back there.
Did it come from him, dog, or did it come from somebody else saying he did?
Hey, did I just say it? I can get people over here to do that. I'm not trying to do a pissing contest today. I'm just trying to put all the truths out there. If Tony want to come on, tell Tony to call me on my phone, I'll call him. Sacramento, I'm going to call him with. Mike, you on the phone, Mike? Mike keep beeping the thing in, but he ain't talking. Mike!
I'm here, dog. I'm
hey,
here. Hold on.
Hey, dog.
Okay.
Hey. I'm here, dog.
No, it's that time. Hey, dog.
Yes, certified. Okay. It's certified.
Why you ain't want me on? What's going on?
No, I didn't say I didn't want you on. See what I'm saying? People always say shit.
No,
up.
You said yet. I said yet. Why you ain't want me on?
Hold on. One second. Anyone on my phone, I'm going to put your ass on private if you try to talk over one another.
Okay, Mike, you're Mike Oman. Go to certified. I said I didn't want you on there yet because I didn't really want to get on a piss contest. I was just going to try to get an overall picture of people that all the questions they had. Don't think my phone ain't been blown up ever since the doggone race, but go ahead, certified. Go ahead, because you're one of the main characters. I didn't want to bring you into it unless you wanted to be brought into it.
Well, more or less, first of all, we shouldn't even be talking about this on the show, but since and we put it out there, because like
I gotta
like
stop every time you make
something.
I know I shouldn't interrupt you, and I don't know how to do this here, but yes, we can because Tony put it on the internet first. That's why.
All right, like I said, since we put it out there, we gotta go ahead on and put it out there. Now, everybody catch a feeling with Tony D like he did something wrong. Tony D didn't do not anything wrong. Now, I'm going to give it to you from the beginning. Now, I had an idea to do a show. Mike had an idea to do a show. Me and Mike
and
damn good friends
were
well, the people.
Hey, one at a time.
Corrected
earlier, though. Wasn't my idea. Didn't that lady just say she did this in 2009?
No. Regardless of that, it don't really matter who I did it. That's not the point. See, that's why shit is getting all out of line and fucked up now. Because
yes,
everybody looking at the little stuff that's irrelevant to the situation. Now,
let's keep it in order and let's keep it whatever. That does matter because that was the main reason why they said that
exactly.
You were upset because somebody stole your idea.
See, listen, you're talking and you're not listening, dog. You're trying to tell me something that you don't know about that I know about. You can't
asking
tell me
you,
about
certified.
The situation
I ain't trying to
that
tell
I know
you
about.
I'm asking you.
And I'm trying to tell you, but you're cutting me off. All right, now, it came back. I'm trying to give it to you from the beginning so everybody can have a full understanding. Now, since it's out there, we're going to take it back to the beginning. And it came from me and Mike, all right? And now, like I say, for the record, Mike and I are damn good friends. Don't get it fucked up like there's something going on and I don't like Mike and Mike don't like me. Me and Mike are damn good friends. Now, with that being said, me and Mike both discussed what our plans was. He had a plan, he had something going on. I had a plan, I had something going on. Who came up with Mike's plan is irrelevant. Who came up with my plan is irrelevant. That's not the point. Now, the whole thing with my show, I hear a lot of noise right now. The whole thing.
Mike, put your phone on mute if you, whoever got the background on, mute your phone. Just listen to when he finished.
I'm like, dog, because this might be a lot of stuff that you don't even know. Now, like I say,
I don't know, and I didn't really want
to
know.
That's what I'm about to tell you right now. That's why I wanted to take it from the beginning, because if
go
I
ahead,
just started in the middle or just said the end, it really wouldn't make sense. That's why I say this is pretty much a big fuss for nothing. That's why I wanted to start from the beginning. So y'all just bear with me and give me a second. I want to give everybody all the details so everybody can have a full understanding and that this shit is just a big misunderstanding that got totally carried away, and people just anyway, let me take it back now. Like I said, me and Mike was talking about what we was doing. Now, I told Mike, the way this reality shit works, if one person make a reality show, it's going to be another reality show and another and another. That's how reality TV is, all right? So what I'm saying is, it's enough room for both of us to do our projects. There's no reason for me to step on Mike. There's no reason for Mike to step on me. It's 1,000 grudge races out here. We both could do this, and we both could have successful shows, and we both could be happy. Now, the one thing that I did tell Mike was my ace in the hole that I got for my show is the fact that I have prime time. That's my ace, okay? That's the one thing that we said, don't fuck with prime time. Leave prime time alone because they're obligated to me. We already got something working out. I got a project going on, and prime time is my ace. That's what's going to make my show the success that I need it to be. So now Tony B was aware of this. Jamie's aware of this, Cowboy. I don't know if the other guys, whoever they is aware of the situation. Now, when it came time for Mike to start filming his show, you know, he made a couple of calls, and Jamie and them was like, yes, we with it, because they was on, I'm getting some back, is that my phone?
Mike B, keep talking.
All right, check it now. They was under the impression that me and Mike had linked together and decided to do a show because, like I say, Mike, I consider a friend of mine, and everybody know me and Mike is cool as a fan. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude. I fucks with Mike. So they thought that me and Mike decided to get together and do the project. So once they find out that it wasn't a part of my project, they said, well, okay, we're already obligated to do another show, so we don't want to be a part of this show. It was really that simple, and it really shouldn't have went no further than that. But what it was is that anybody who's affiliated with Primetime should not have been a part of that show. And when Tony B sent word to Jerry and the rest of the crew, you know, that he didn't want them to participate in that show because we had another show going, and then they did it anyway, he was upset with them.
Okay.
Now,
can I stop you right there?
Hold on. Let me tell you this. Now, you said that you was under the pressure that he was mad at Mike and he was mad at this. When me and him talk, he ain't mad at Mike. He don't got no problem with Mike. He was just showing me loyalty and sticking to his obligation to me because he had a prior engagement, which concerned his whole prime time team. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Dredd,
and
now,
he
can
showed
I stop
me
you now
loyalty.
Because we all can get knowledge no matter how old we is. Can I tell you something, Dredd?
Please do.
Gangster, are you sitting down? Sit down and
close your eyes. I want to let it out. I'm certified. You my natural bone partner, but boy, I'm a have to tell you that shit. That sugar coated like hell. It is.
Hold on a minute. Y'all be quiet. Let me ask the question. This mic is gonna turn loose. Certified, are you sitting down?
I sure am.
I want you to close your eyes, certified, and I'm finna show you where how stupid and how dumb that the shit you just did don't make sense. Not to dog you out. How the fuck you gonna have a goddamn reality show with prime time? Who the fuck they gonna raise this? Who they gonna raise? That's what I'm trying to make them try to tell you, though.
See, hold up, dog. See, now, you talking, and you sound stupid or crazy or whatever the hell you just said, because listen to me, understand.
Now, hold up now. I didn't stop you, let me finish my thought, please. My point I'm trying to make is if you got a reality show about grudge races, Primetime can be your number one candidate. You can sign them to a contract that they can't really do no more shows per you. But then if you do that, then who in the hell was Primetime going to race? If Primetime is your main characters, who they going to race? Each other?
Dog.
Yeah,
dog.
Go ahead, Nicole.
Can I say
go ahead,
something?
First
of all, what I don't think you guys realize is the way reality television works
now,
and
on,
television,
hold on, Nicole, before,
period.
Before you say that, Nicole, hold on, Nicole. Hold on.
Oh, you can't cut out that bit.
No. Let me just speak. I'm not saying that
you
don't. You're
so
not. You're not educated to
what
film a show.
Hey,
let Nicole
have
one time.
Go ahead, Nicole.
What I want to say is, unless you registered your concept of grudge racing with the Writers Guild before 2009, if you create a show that is anything to do with grudge racing and you get picked up, just so you know, you will be paying me.
All right. Can
I'm just letting
now?
You know that.
I'm just, okay. Can I talk now?
Go ahead, Greg. Hey, let Mike go and say something so he can go. Go ahead and say what you got to say there, Mike.
Hey, Dre, I want to tell you, that sounded good, but, man, let's be real. The man do have a problem. And let me tell you something. I'll be honest. I don't have no problem with no grudge racer, no racer, period. And I'm man enough.
But, Mike, you're taking it wrong.
Can I say that?
No,
you ain't letting me finish. If I had a problem with a person, I'm mad enough to go to that person, try to work it out, figure out what it is. Plus, I'm my own grown man. I'm not finna let no other grown man tell me what I can and cannot do. And that's exactly what happened this past weekend. We ain't gotta sit here and call no name. Five or six of that man's own friends came in the gates. The man Tony calling at 9 o'clock, calling everybody. All these folks ain't gonna sit there and tell a lie. Don't go to the Mike Gill show. Now I hadn't done nothing to that man. And don't have no problem with it. Hell, I get a man credit. But I'm in the blind. I like to know what's wrong. But the problem is, I don't care what man got something to do and can't come. I respect that. I respect that as a man. But don't sit there and tell everybody else not to come. But the way I'm going to look at that then is like you're trying to take bread off my table. And then we got a personal problem. Don't tell no grown man what they can't do. And that's exactly what happened with Stage and Jerry. They come on. Don't sit there and tell that lie. But that man didn't do that. He did it.
Stage told me out of his mouth that Tony called him and said don't come. Grown folks told me out of his mouth that he said Tony said don't come.
Oh, he just lost. Oh, my bad, y'all, my bad.
I agree. What you got? Go ahead, gangster.
All right.
Short version.
Ain't no short version. Y'all gonna let me say what I gotta say. Now, just to address Nicole as far as the Writers Guild, all right, now, like I was telling Mike, we got two totally different ideas for shows, first of all right? That's why I'm telling Mike, ain't no need to step on my toes, no need for me to step on yours. There's no reason why we both can't get these projects off of the ground, all right? But now, for some reason or another, if prime time was so not relevant to the situation, what is the big deal about prime time being a part of it or making his way to the show or not wanting the rest of his team to be a part of the show? That's his team. They all work together. Now, listen, hold up, dog, now, because you said something about that I said something crazy about who the hell is he going to race. And what I'm telling you is you don't know nothing about entertainment. I do. This is what I do for a living. And understand this, dog, all right, like I just told Nicole. Now, my idea for a show is totally different from their idea of a show. You know what I'm saying? So I could do – I'm hearing too much action right now.
Mike, put your phone on mute for me, please, Mike, here.
I'm done. I was alone in the call. I was getting some money. You good.
Okay.
All right. Now, dog, so you can understand, like I'm saying, my idea for the show is totally different, but I'm not finna share – my idea with the public of what's going on, because this is like I'm pretty sure Nicole knows, you know what I mean? Like, ideas is everything when it comes to this business, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to share my idea for the show, but like I was telling Mike, there's no reason for us to step on each other because they can do what they're doing and I can do what I'm doing. Mike gave me a couple of ideas of what they're doing, so I got an idea of what their show is about. And my show is totally different, so there's no need for both for Mike to step on me, for me to step on Mike. Now, the one thing that I asked Mike was to leave prime time out of your show, because that's what I have in my corner that's going to make my show a success. I got totally different ideas for my show than they have for theirs. Now, when Tony B told the rest of his crew not to be a part of that filming, they should have fell in line because they are part of a team and they showed no loyalty. Now, Tony B, at the end of the day, y'all can say what y'all want to say. He don't got nothing against Mike. All he did was show his loyalty to me by not participating in the show. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if if I had something to do with that project, or if we didn't have a prior obligation, Tony B probably would have been a part of that. But because we had a prior obligation, and he showed his loyalty to me, which the rest of his team should have showed the same type of loyalty to him. Because we do have a prior engagement, it might not be the same type of show that they're shooting that's going to be more based at the track. But like I say, it is a show nonetheless, without giving y'all the details about it. You know what I'm saying? And the other guys, they should have showed Tony B more loyalty and not participated in that show.
Okay, so
y'all can't be upset with Tony B.
If y'all got a different type of show and it's a different thing, then, and we talk about grudge racing, Tony lives, eats, and sleeps grudge racing. How you going to tell him not to be a part of a grudge racing show, Dredd?
Because he has a prior obligation, dog.
Okay.
What's so hard to understand about that? Like, listen to what I'm saying. Like, it's all going to be about reality TV. It's pretty much the same, but at the same time, it's different. So he has a prior obligation to do another network show. It ain't like we doing some shit for YouTube. We doing some serious shit here. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so he has a prior obligation. So he's not going to go and do that show and do my show. And like I say, what I told Mike was, that's the one thing I asked you to do. Leave prime time out of it. But for some reason, prime time is all up in the mix of it, and I don't even know why we're having this conversation right now. When all
prime
they have to do
the
is a thousand races, they
should
have had to do the show. They didn't have to get Jerry or nobody dealing with prime time, because, you know, that is prime time.
Okay,
at the end of the day, y'all can say what y'all want.
Jerry is dream team. Jerry is not prime time. So what are you talking about? Prime time is
Jerry
Tony Vines and
dream team, prime time. You know they work together, dog. Come on, man. You know they all prime time at the end of the day.
I just hope I'm going to be making double money. That's all I can say. Because if your show shows any bit of grudge racing, I will be getting paid. So I'm excited about that.
Well, we'll see about that when the time comes.
We will definitely see about that. And I am definitely excited about it.
Oh, no, hold on a minute. Let me go back to here, because now I'm confused. Because when we go out of town and everything, I work with prime time too. So, Dre, could you actually tell me who is prime time?
I'm giving you the cause.
That's Dream Team.
Who drives the cars? Who drive Romeo and Juliet?
If Trigger Man don't want to drive it, the man that drove it on Sunday. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Who
is prime time?
I'm asking you who drive it. Now all of this done happened. Y'all done broke up their team and caused all this confusion by
trying to divide
them instead of letting them play
one team.
They've been part of a team. They've been part of prime time. Now all of a sudden they're not prime time no more. They don't fuck with prime time no more now. That's what you're telling me? For everybody to say that prime time is irrelevant and they don't care about prime time, out of all the races that's out there that they could have got to do that show, they really want to pick Jerry. Like, come on, are you serious? Like, come on. That's trying to get some prime time thunder. Y'all can say what y'all want. People can hate all they want on prime time and Tony B. But at the end of the day, y'all know grudge racing, prime time. That's what you're going to think. Tony B is the baddest man in this game, and it is what it is. It's just the haters want to don't give them their props and don't act like they is the baddest motherfuckers in this game and act like they don't want them and don't need them, but at the same time they do. Let me tell you something.
Everybody that was affiliated with the show was great. Like, Primetime Racing, and that's great. You guys have a great camp, but so does Big Low. So does Mike Hill. So does Grown Folks. So does Street King. So does everybody that was in there. So does Mr. Five Speed. So does everybody that's so does everybody that's out there. We're not missing him. We would have loved to have him, but we're not missing him. There is 1,000 grudge racers out there to make a show. We didn't miss him, but we would have loved to have him. But we're not missing him. That's why I didn't even know. Doc, tell me this. Mike, tell me this. When we pulled up to Jerry's shop, did I even know? When I saw that we were at a shop affiliated with Dream Team, what did I say? We're not supposed to be here, right?
Yeah, exactly. I said we're not supposed to be here.
They didn't want to be filmed. Let's go to the next location. We didn't have a problem. I don't know who's thinking that I had a problem, but I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't have a problem with him being there or not being there to make my show successful.
Okay, I'm just letting you know.
I would have loved to have him there, and I would have loved to just seen him race because I'm just an avid damn fan of his.
Dredd,
let me explain one thing to you and Rocco. Me, like I said, I don't have no problem with the man, don't know the world. And I don't have
and
no problem with
And he don't got no problem with you either.
Can
Mike,
I finish?
I'm still trying to tell
can I,
dog,
can
his
I finish?
Problem,
just,
listen to me.
Can I
he
finish?
Got upset with Jerry, bro. He was
Why,
not upset with you, Mike.
Can I finish? Dog, can I finish? If a man don't have no problem with me, and if he do have a problem with me, don't come. Just don't you come. But don't call around and tell the world not to come.
Listen, he ain't telling the world, Mike. He's telling his team. Understand, Mike, see, you're taking it wrong, too. All right?
We,
he considered Jerry.
So
no, listen to me.
You
listen to me,
on,
Mike. No. Because y'all
okay.
Are not understanding.
Listen,
Tony,
Mike. Like I told you, the only problem we
listen,
got now
Mike.
Is the only problem we got now, right now, the only problem we really got right now, I Dredd love Tony to death. That's Tony. He's Tony's heart, whatever. Dredd don't see the big picture because he ain't looking at nobody.
No,
Tony's
no,
mind.
No. You not let me explain what
we all hate on Tony. We not hate on Tony.
Somebody
what he said
hold on. Can
is
I say one thing? Can I just say one thing and then I'll leave it alone? Can I say one thing, dog? One. Just one thing. Can I say one thing, please?
Go ahead, Dredd.
One thing, Jeff. Okay.
Go ahead, Dredd.
The one thing I want to say, Tony B is not upset with Mike. He got upset with Jerry. That's where he got upset with Jerry because Jerry wanted to film anyway. So he said
okay,
he's
so
not
you
going.
The question
he's not
Jerry
upset with
film.
Mike. Listen to me. Mike did not do anything to Tony B. Tony B is not was a part of this filming because he had a prior obligation. That's it. It ain't got nothing to do with him mad at Mike or him mad at anybody else. The person that he got upset with
lying,
was
lying.
Jerry.
Lying,
he got
I'm
going
to call you a liar. And
Jerry.
I ain't trying to be nasty, but you are lying. Okay. Tony Hill's got something against Mike here, and he got mad because, goddamn it, he said it out of his own mouth. Now, you lying, Madrid. You lying.
No, mate, what I was saying, okay, if him and Mike do have a problem, just say they do got a problem, right? And be that he have his reasons for not coming, whatever the hell they are. What is that for you, me, or anybody else to be upset about?
That's
who
what
the fuck
said
we upset about? Where everybody keep coming in and we
don't like a lot of hostility.
No, I'm not
a lot of hostility
why
now
we,
because
why are we discussing this on a public forum when them two men, if it is a problem, they should be, they should be on the phone.
Rock. Like, so what the fuck you talking about, Rock? You need to hush, too.
Well, I need to ask, dog. Fuck you. You need to ask too, shit. I mean, I just asked
you. You
have to
get on the public phone because Tony Man quit on the public phone, sir.
I'm saying any other time you're working behind the scenes to try to kill this shit.
We already tried to kill it. Tony put it on the fucking internet. I'm trying to tell you, huh?
Okay, well, maybe I'm just a dumbass. I read the internet today. I saw it.
I didn't say you were
I'm educated on the situation. I'm just saying, how did he get to this point? Because there's a lot of other shit we could be talking about than talking about this shit here.
No, let me
there's a lot
let
of
let
other issues in the racing
thing.
World that's more
okay.
important than this. That's what I'm really trying to say, dog. I mean,
Rock, hold on a minute. Let me get one thing straight. This is my show today. This is my show. I have it every Tuesday.
I understand whose show it is. I ain't confused. I'm just
let me finish what I'm trying to say is injustice. Anything that I think is injustice. Whether it's fuck Mike Hill or who is it for? I'm going to bring it out on my show till I get to the bottom of this shit. See, everybody was throwing song, talking about Nicole Lounge, Mike Hill, them stole their shit, they reality show and all this stuff. You're going to bring it out so everybody know. Now everybody done got into a pissing contest. We ain't got nothing against Tony. All we saying is, Tony, if you don't want to come, don't come. But you ain't got to tell Jerry and them not to come and all that. Them guys got to eat too. Maybe they want to come. They love it. They had a beautiful time. That's all I'm saying, Rock.
And I agree with you on that, but when you open your show up, I heard you more so screaming that, Tony, we need you. Tony, you're a grudge racing. This is your home track. If you didn't do nothing, you should have came for the fan. What I'm saying to you, dog, as the opening, when you open your statement up about this thing, I just felt like you were making more of a ploy, like he had an obligated duty to be
okay,
in
Rock,
that
Okay, Rock, I'm
going to
say something right now, there, goddamn. I'm going to say something right now, because I told you, because you fucked up and said the same thing, too. You said one time when you was upset. Right. Fuck the fans. Okay, fuck the fans, then that means you don't get, when you throw your show, who the fuck gonna pay your bills if you said fuck the fans?
You're right.
Now, if you want to bring out all this,
all I have to say is,
hold on, I want to tell you this, I'm not gonna retract my statement. I said fuck the fans when the fans gonna try to tell me how to race my car, how to bet my money, and where to go and when to go. That's what I said, and I mean that shit. I ain't taking it back.
on the real side.
Yeah.
If you give any show, don't give a damn.
I'm
how
just
much.
Being honest about it. And regardless, if I never have a show again, I still say what I say because at the end of the day, when it comes to fixing and taking care of that car, and they're going to try to tell me how to race it and bet and lose my money, the fan wasn't betting them pots for me.
That's a whole other scenario, Robert. I'm going to tell you one thing, since we all can learn from shit. I don't give a fuck how mad you get with the world. You never said fuck the fans if you got them looking for the fans that got them coming there to support your motherfucking ass.
No, at the end of the day, that's why I got my set of nuts and you got yours.
Why the fuck you got, no, I'm just trying to tell you, Rock. I'm just trying to tell you. You never said fuck the fans. Without the fans, you ain't shit. And none of those shit.
Listen, you're right. You're right. But, dog, when I came in this world, motherfucker, my ass was wrapped around my motherfucking neck. So
one at a time.
I'm coming to this by myself. So I ain't worried about that shit, though. When I go to race on the line, motherfucker, ain't nobody in that car but me and myself turning that button loose. So all that other shit is irrelevant. The only thing I'm saying to you is, and I'm trying to make sense of what we got going on here, is when I heard you open the show, I heard you say, when Tony Bass saying that you felt like he was obligated and you wanted him there because you were a fan and you wanted people to see. What I'm saying is, if he didn't go for whatever his reasons was, I'm saying that why are we kicking him in the nuts about it?
Who kicked him in the nuts?
Shit, that's what I hear you doing.
No, the hell you didn't. What did I say to kick him in the nuts? What did I say to kick him in the nuts?
I don't think kicking him in the nuts was you drawing an opinion about it. I'm not saying whatever the reason was. The only reason I'm saying is I felt like listening to you, like, you know, if he, whatever his reason was for not going, rather it was a family emergency, or even if there is some problem that's there. What I'm saying is it was his choice whether he went or not. Yeah, he shouldn't have called nobody else and told nobody else not to go. Now I agree with that.
That's all I see.
Whatever his personal reason was, I think you know, saying the two men should have dealt with it.
Rock, that's the basis of our argument. That's all we're saying. I said the other shit because the fans are the ones getting cheated. And like I said, once you get to such a bigger status or such things, you should try to make an effort to doggone try to please your fans. Because goddamn it, in the long run.
As much as Tony raised, the fans can't say shit to Tony Bass about missing one race. Ain't no way he'll fan to Tony Bass nothing.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, the fans can, but dog, do we get paid for this shit? I mean, come on, man, let's be for real. You keep talking about the fans, but what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, the fans ain't spending the money.
To be honest, Rob, you ain't been to a fucking race no time soon or did nothing, so shut the fuck up for a minute.
Driving at one point in time,
We had J1 out of Atlanta driving at some point, at one point in time.
But what is everybody?
So, I mean, we are affiliated with Primetime because Jamie is our driver.
Okay, every team out there, everybody in Augusta down there affiliated with somebody. Because we all got them when we go somewhere, we all together. So,
if Jamie called us and say, "Hey, Stays and Jerry, I ain't going. You know, I ain't gonna go at this event. I ain't gonna attend this event." I mean, we still like Jerry said, Sunday. We still. I mean, Phillip said he's here for us. I mean, if we need him to drive, and Jamie can't make it, he's here for us. I mean, Jamie's not on our car. Jamie's gonna.
Y'all got a race locked down for Thursday. You know about the race y'all got locked down for Thursday with Hurricane Mike again. Y'all got a rematch with Hurricane Mike.
Trigger Man would be in the seat.
Huh?
Trigger Man would be in the seat. If something come up and Trigger Man can't be there, we got Phillip.
Okay. So that means that y'all partnership ain't broke up then, is it?
No. We ain't broke up. I mean, I talked Trigger Man today. Well, I went out to the color. We had long conversations today. I mean, I told him how everything went and what everybody else was saying and all that. So, I mean, we good.
All right. Well, I want everybody to know Nicole, you still there, Nicole?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm finna open up the mics now and let people talk. Because everybody assuming that we was kicking Tony in the nuts. We wasn't doing that. As a doggone average grudge racer and a fan, how can you tell somebody else not to go to a race and race? That's what we go. The fans go see races. We know Tony Bynes, if he at the track, he's going to make a race one way or the other. We know that.
Well, I just want Tony and whoever's speaking on his behalf, I forgot the gentleman's name. Certified
Gangster.
Certified Gangster. Speaking on Tony's behalf, what I want y'all to know is we're going to be attending, of course, several races. And if Tony should feel like he can come to whatever he wants to, he doesn't have to be, they don't have to think because we have our show that he can't attend the race. We just won't film Tony. That's it. He can still come and still do his obligations as he says he has for this other show that they have in the works.
Right. Okay. I'm finna open the mic. I'm finna open the mic up and see. Do you have something to say, Ty?
No, I ain't got nothing to say. I just want everybody to talk one at a time so we can understand one another.
Thank you.
I want to say something to Nicole.
Tell Rock to engage.
Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Yes.
Nicole, I wanted to let you know this whole thing. I don't know what stories you got and all of this craziness. I'm here to tell you the real situation. Don't nobody have nothing against you or nothing against your show. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, and Tony B didn't get upset with Mike and he didn't call everybody trying to get them to not go to Mike's show. What he did was called the people that he felt was down with his team and told them not to participate. Nobody else. And
I'm fine with whatever.
Listen, Miss Lyons, I just want you to understand.
This whole situation got totally
carried out of way because he called who he thought was his team. He didn't call nobody outside of his team and tell them not to come to the track. Now, hold up, dog. Why you keep cutting me off? I'm trying to explain to Nicole.
I'm trying to get somebody else on the phone. I'm trying to get other people on the phone that want to get on. I'm just telling the man hit the one button. I wasn't cutting you off.
Okay. Like, I just want her to understand because, you know, she's a little hostile, and I don't want her to be like that because it's definitely not that. That's why I got on here to let everybody know it's a misunderstanding. Tony B was mad at his team. He wasn't mad at Mike. You know what I'm saying? And everybody want to put it like he's upset with Mike and got a problem with Mike and didn't want people to come to Mike's show when that was not the case. That's all I'm trying to say. He wanted to stay out of the way of filming. That's all, Nicole, it was. It wasn't nothing about
I completely understand their side of the story.
That type of situation.
What line is Tony right on? What is his number? 9334? Is that on the right?
I completely understand your side of the story. And all I'm saying is y'all should never feel like you can't come somewhere because we're not into filming somebody that doesn't want to be filmed is all I'm saying. So, like, we're going to be at a gang of these races, and I'm sure Tony Bynes is going to be there. And all I'm saying to you guys is if Tony Bynes doesn't want to be filmed, that's all he got to say. Like, he should not want to come to a race or not go to a race thinking that he'll be just, he'll be filmed or this will be, you know, we don't have, I'm not into that. I'm not into doing anything like that. I'm not dirty style like that. I don't roll like that.
No, 334, is that on the right?
He will.
Hey, who phone is on? If you're not talking, put your phone on mute.
And that's what I want you to understand too, Nicole. He will be there, and he don't got no problem like that. Like what I say, what got him hot, just for that day, it ain't like he was hot the next day and he's still hot right now. What got him hot for that day was the fact that, you know, his team went against him. That's what he was upset about. Not upset with Tony, not upset with Mike, not upset with y'all. He was mad at his team that they went against him. Nobody else. And everybody else has made a bigger situation than what it really was.
Hey,
Tony, Tony, right. You want to 934? Is that Tony, right? Yeah, hey, dog.
Go ahead.
Listen to me, man. I've been listening to shit here for about 5 minutes. Let me get some.
Y'all be
quiet, because
we
got
echoing.
Go ahead,
Tony.
All right. If Tony Byron ain't want to come to the show, that's all fine and dandy. He ain't got to come. A man don't have to come when he don't want to come. But when a man start telling other people not to come, excuse my lane, that's fucked up. That's bullshit. That should be going on. If a man don't want to be on TV, hide from the damn camera. You understand what I'm saying? I done had incidents where somebody told a bunch of people not to come my way, and all of them went to, Kingston or somewhere, and it rained them out, and they ended up at my show. I raised the price up at the gate. On all of them. But what I'm saying is, Tony Byron, let me get something straight, because some stuff been going on with me with my show, too, like this. Tony Byron's in prime time, they hell of a boys. They good for the game. They going to race no matter where they come. They going to cut up. They going to show out. Tony Byron in prime time now is not the only ones that race. Without me, without Dawg, without Raw, without Mike, without all of them. Dawg's them, Mighty Joe Young, them, without all those racers. The Grudge World ain't shit. So it ain't no one team going to make no show. All of us got to make this show. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all can cut that shit out. Y'all about just Tony Byron. Tony Byron not better than me. The motherfucker is Tony Wright. But I ain't saying nothing. Y'all go ahead.
Because Tony Wright did show up, got there, and he had a car. He wasn't running over shit, but he was there, though. Tony Wright was there.
I had three cars there. I ain't had the one. I had three cars. I was trying to get right for my show. But at the same time, like I'm trying to tell y'all, if Tony Byron did call the boys and tell them not to come, that's messed up. But the boys overruled him and came anyway. If he got something against Mike here, he need to get it straight. Because, like I say, Mike here is 100. He is not the one trying to keep the thing going on. He tried to squash stuff. He done helped me out. So, he ain't the type to go on. Mike here know a lot. He good to the game, too. If him and Tony got something against each other, which, like he said, he don't know. But Tony, if you got something against Mike, all you do is talk to him and work it out. You don't need everybody on him. Dread,
okay,
don't get me wrong.
I'm totally right. Let me stop you for 1 minute. Mike here, can you hear me? Mike here.
Yep, here, dog. I was on mute.
Okay, will you tell? See, everybody want to know, like Rock said, you know, Rock got good points, but he don't know what he's talking about tonight, though. Why we do this on a public forum? Will you tell us why it's on a public forum right now?
I mean, at the end of the night, it all works thing out. I mean, if it don't come out, what you going to do? We going to go to the next race and still have that same problem?
Mike, I'm talking about, why can't we put it on the public forum? When did the public forum start? Tell me that.
They started that when they put it on TV. For one, when it started on the internet Friday, the reality show, that it really it shouldn't have got exposed. And then yesterday, it came out again on Pro Star Joe Show. So we were like, I told Doc, I said, fuck it, they cracked it, though. You might well send a joke to the motherfucker.
That's exactly how it happened. What I'm trying to say is we've been fighting this issue ever since we started filming. When Nicole come down here, we got everybody out here, me, Mike, and Nicole, we got beat to death by Tony. We're going to leave Tony alone. We ain't going to bother him. We didn't say nothing to nobody. When we get over to the goddamn track good on the internet, they had already put the shit out. They shooting a reality show. Don't go. Prime time ain't got nothing to do with it.
Hey, no. Tony Wright, put your phone on me 1 second for me.
I'm man enough. If I do something wrong, how many times I'd call you and say, dog, am I out of place or something? If I had an issue with you, with Pro Shop, I say, man. Am I wrong? You think I said something wrong? I'm the man to call the next man and be like, hey, man, let me know if you think I'm wrong, then I'm going to reevaluate myself. I'm man enough to do that. And I feel like any man that got a problem should be man enough to let me know. We grown. We ain't no children no more. We need to get that shit out. I say, I done said that shit so many times. I get so sick of these undercover late night phone coverages with motherfuckers telling motherfuckers not to go to this person's show, go to that person. I done sat in on phone coverages with motherfuckers sitting there talking about don't go to Mike, why they shouldn't support Mike Hill's show. Man, it's so many people digging in each other's pockets. And really, truly, I hate to say it, but it all surrounds black people. Black people all the time don't want to see the next black person grow. White folks gonna continue to grow and keep standing ahead because they work together. They willing to work together. We always trying to cut each other's throat and keep motherfuckers down. And we gotta leave that alone. I help any person at the racetrack if they need it, if I can do it. And that includes Tony Bryan, Jamie. I told you, anything y'all need, man, let me know. I said. I am all star. What I want to do for staying in the bathroom? Man, if y'all need me to, I said, I drive myself. Even though I don't want you.
Okay, we got somebody with the background on. Mike, every time you're talking to you, it might be you. I don't know.
Hey, check Tony Wright's phone and see if that Tony Wright phone, dog.
Man, yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay, talk now.
Hey, Dre still on?
It's Tony Wright's phone. That's Tony Wright's phone, yeah. It's Tony Wright's phone.
Hey, dog. Okay.
Hold on, let me see. Yeah. Tony Wright, you got to get someone with a better phone. Your phone kicking off echo, Tony Wright.
Man, I don't have no bullshit phone. I got a 8. Y'all, they don't even make this shit yet.
I just.
Hey, dog. I'm going to say this right here, and I'm going to leave it alone. I don't want to say this to Dre. Yeah, I want to say this to Dre and Nicole. Mike took it right what I was going to say. Let me tell y'all something. The black people got to stick together, man. We always cutting each other head off. Let me explain something to y'all what I'm finna say. When at 11 o'clock, Channel 19 News come on. When you flip the TV over to a 57 or 10, it don't be blank. They still have their news going on, too. So what I'm saying is, more than one person can get paid off this or try to put y'all head together and do it however y'all do it. Don't cut each other heads off. Stick together. That's the only way we're going to make it. You got a lot of haters out there, man. They want us down. And if you get down, they try to push your head on up under the water, man. Just keep your head up. Keep doing what you're doing and try to be the best in what you do. That's what I'm saying. Y'all got to stick together. Do not mash each other because of this. Both of y'all part of it. Y'all got two different things. Dre's head is a little different than nothing. So you don't understand what I'm saying? Y'all get it straight. Rich, I thought that was Dre's one that was going on when I got on. I don't give a damn who come up with it. If you come up and throw the cat in my face, oh, you make my day. I'm going to cut the fuck up.
Okay, look here. Let me go down the line and ask all these folks that we've been talking a long time and we ain't gave them a chance. So I'm going to let them get a chance. This here, we're going to close this segment out. Let me see if they want to talk. 561-2360.
Well,
just
listen, though.
Okay. All right, press the one for the big
man. Put that right-glass phone on mute, Tony Wright.
Yeah, Tony Wright, put your phone on mute because it is coming from your phone. Tony Wright, your mic has been open. I know you got some stuff to do, but I hope you ain't lost all your people. You got anything else you want to say on this subject?
No, man, I wish I'd kept my mouth shut. I ain't know it was all like this, but I agree with everything Tony Wright just said.
Exactly.
Right. Keep sticking your nose in some shit. You don't come up missing it. But go ahead.
Yeah, you know your nose already look like shit, so it probably is.
We ain't gonna throw no jokes to this. We know we got plenty of time to bullshit. Sweet Willie, you still there? You got a thing you want to say, Sweet Willie?
Sweet Willie,
you still there?
Damn tight, man. I'm gonna get to that.
All right, this hold tight, Dolomite. Your mic still open. I'm going down the line because I got to get these people in that's been on here. You know, I didn't close mic. Man. Can't close mic up. Mic, the one started all this shit, got me in trouble. People cussing me.
Hey, Bo. Bo.
Yeah.
But,
go ahead.
I mean, this stage, I still don't know. I mean, didn't nobody tell me about the reality show? Didn't nobody tell me
and why not to show up or why not to do it? I mean, I explained that to Tony Friday, and I
okay.
still don't understand the reason why not. You know, I want to know the why not.
There you go. That was a good question, but stay hold on.
I mean, if Dre has something to do with it, I want to know why not Dre wanted us to be part of it.
If Red on the phone, he was on track phone, he can answer that if you want to. 631-2298, you got, what's on your mind?
That's my phone, Dre, as well, on my safe phone.
Stay on that phone, I'm going to get your ass off mine.
All right.
Hey, Dre.
Man, I told y'all, let me get this business out the way before y'all start making some jokes now.
No, I ain't gonna make no joke. I want a real answer. I'm finna ask
Jerry. Let me get the rest of the callers. I don't want anybody just be sitting around and we didn't call them to get in the conversation. Hold on a minute. Bobby Charles, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing? You know, I'm really disappointed to listen to all of this. I'm just gonna tell you my opinion because I feel like this something should have been discussed between Mike and Tony Bass. If there is a problem, I'm not saying it's one. There's enough money out there. I guess that was certified against and Nicole and Mike and a whole lot of other folks. This is the reason why we can't own no Walmart, no Kmart, and nothing else because of this kind of nonsense. This stuff, my opinion, should never been brought on the air. Mike is an intelligent man, and I know Nicole won, and I feel like certified against is one.
Bobby, you said we didn't cover wise on that. Everything you said is we already said that's why wise on there because they started. We didn't start it. But see, if you just read it on the internet, you don't know the whole story. Just like Dolomite just said, he had to shut up. Now he know the whole story.
Well, look at this. I don't care the whole story or whatever. This shit ain't got nothing to be on the air.
Well, goddamn it, Bobby, we're trying to tell you we weren't going to put it on the air. They had to put it on there first.
No, can I say something? This shit ain't on the damn internet.
That's my point, Bobby.
Goddamn. That's my point. And you too. You should have got with them hell and just squished this shit.
If you don't know, we did this already.
Yeah.
We couldn't stop them from putting the shit out.
Now everybody know the bullshit now. That's what I'm saying. Have a good night. Do with it.
803-1956. 803-1956.
No.
Yeah.
This is Lonnie Love, man. I just want to say I enjoyed the show and stuff up there the weekend. And I had a question. I'd heard about Tony's supposed to have a show on Orangeburg Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes, he does. Yes,
All right. Well, what time the gates open over there Saturday? And if it rains, like they call him for, is he going to run it Sunday?
Tony Wright, you can answer that. You on the phone, Tony Wright.
Yeah, it's gonna open. Gates gonna open at 11 o'clock. Racing gonna start around 12. If it rains, we are gonna race on Sunday.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate it, man. Nice seeing you, bro.
All right. Bro.
All right. 516. Yeah. Let me get these calls in. I get everybody a question there. 516-5625. What's on your mind?
Hey, dog. What's happening, babe? Can you hear me? All right.
Yes, we can hear you, Willie.
You know who it is.
Shit.
Big Willie, Naked Willie, any Willie. I hope Nicole's listening, and I hope Certified Gangs is listening, and Mike Hill and all the rest of them. Okay, and I'm going to put it plain and simple. What y'all doing is a good thing. You know, everybody got to stop arguing or whatever. If Nicole beat everybody to the punch, she just beat everybody to the punch. But, okay, I'm telling you, Nicole and everybody else that's thinking about doing this, you better edit that stuff very, very, very careful. Okay, because this grudge racing is underground, just like the chicken fighting and just like the cock fighting and the dog fighting and all the rest of it. And you better be real careful how you edit it. You better sit down and look at it real good because I hate to say it like this here, but you got to remember, Big Brother's watching, and a lot of this shit is illegal. Okay?
Man, come on now.
Just so everybody knows, you know, the feds watch YouTube as well, so, you know.
The feds watch YouTube,
you know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing new. YouTube ain't nothing. They on that now, so in case anybody didn't know that they on that now, too, so.
It ain't no opportunity on YouTube.
Y'all leave nothing with it alone. He took that North Carolina bus, that South Carolina teacher, whatever type man be talking about. You got a helmet on.
Hey, no, but on the real, everybody, if you know a TV show is being filmed, everybody grown. Then you got to make grown man decisions. You got to do it and act like grown folks. Not be out there talking about something you ain't got no business talking about if you know that's a possibility going on. I mean, you should do it anyway, but I mean, at the same token, you know, notice it and just change it a little bit. Don't put yourself out there. But like I said, you do
hey,
it,
Mike.
And it's being posted
hey,
on YouTube all the time.
Hold on 1 second, Mike. Turn it right.
Turn
it
right.
Put
your phone
on.
That's your phone. I just cut it off and it wasn't there. Just keep your phone, Tony.
Y'all ain't know I'm going to mute this phone.
Yeah, put that shit on mute.
Fuck a fan.
Go ahead, Mike.
But like I said, I mean, you know, everybody, it's that same thing is on YouTube. All this is an opportunity for a lot of people, probably. I mean, may not be, but there's a possibility that it could be. So I mean, it ain't no difference right there. You know, the bottom line of this whole deal is, man, anybody that got a problem with anybody else, just be man enough to go to that person or sit down with that person. And out. I ain't got no problem with doing that. And I like to know if any person on the ground got a problem with me, we both sit down in the corner and work through it. You know what I'm saying? Because it shouldn't be that way. Me and Tony White used to want to cut one another throat. That man get my help any day of the week on Sunday. First Sunday when I go to church if he need it. I mean, but that's just, you know, we go beyond that. You know what I'm saying? We all grown. And we all should make grown folk decisions.
I heard that.
Hey,
dog,
could I say something?
Hold up.
I want to say this right here. It hasn't even kicked off yet. And we have got so much negativity. And the thing about it, if the people that was trying to invest in this, hear this shit that's going on today, it never will kick off. So
that's
if you got a negative...
That's a lot. I'm going to just keep it real.
They'll cut it out
of my house because they don't pull one wig on and suck with not one in the house that'll do it.
I'm just trying to kill the negativity. See, you know more than you and Nicole know more than what the callers on the air know. And guess what? Everything you know, we don't need to know. But I just want to kill the negative stuff. I want to kill the negativity. A negative vibe is not a good vibe.
Among black folks, white folks,
green folks. So. If the negative stuff, let's just keep that to yourself. Your parents, everybody's parents raised them. If you got something negative to say, keep it to yourself.
Right.
Let's push Nicole and Certified Gangster. Y'all need to talk and whatever. And Davis Transportation is the name of my business, Nicole and Certified. If I can get a free plug on any reality show to be free promotion, please feel free to give me a call at 404-353-3716, and I guarantee you I'll get on in front of any camera and show you how I make my money.
Hold that thought right there, because we still got to get back to stage questions. Let me get this last caller and see what they want. 305-1590, what's up?
What's going on, dog? I just think it's a good thing that Nicole doing anybody else that's trying to do it. And for them to even talk about telling somebody not to even come to a damn show, they should be a fool their damn self not to come. Hell, if they're trying to put money in their pocket, I'm going to be the first one there.
All right, appreciate it. Let me get this caller called Stage. Had a good question. Nobody never asked this question yet, but hold on a minute. 704-3691.
Yes, I just had two things. They were talking about the man calling and all that about his team, but did he have any of them guys on the contract or anything? I couldn't, that's the part I couldn't understand. How could they be his team? And plus, about 3 weeks ago, I seen something on TV the other night about street racing out in L.A., and they were betting money and showing it on TV.
That's what we were just saying. YouTube got way more shit to tell on than we're doing now. So if the feds going to get you, they already know who they want any goddamn way. If you ain't doing that, you got to worry about it.
This was on cable TV.
Yeah. All right, bro. Appreciate it. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's all.
Appreciate it. Thank you. 305-1590, you got anything else you want to say? Okay, he's just listening. All right, let me get this last call, and then we got to get back to Stage's question. Because Stage had a good damn question, and nobody answered. All right. Go ahead, Stage. Ask that question again. Who you want to ask that question to, Stage?
Dread.
Hey, 35 guests on your phone still?
No, his mic open.
All right. Go ahead. 35, you out there?
Shit, I get it.
They need to answer
Stage's question, because basically what he's asking makes real good sense, because he's saying, why shouldn't he be on a reality show? Sound like to me he know nothing about this whole allegiance and reality show amongst they crew. So if they crew like that, and they had this show going on so long and already had this commitment, how he didn't know about it?
Right.
That don't make
right.
sense
I mean,
to
that's,
me.
That's the question. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I didn't want it. I mean, I still don't like it that it escalated like it did. I mean, because if Dre had a show going on himself, I mean, I didn't know nothing about it. I don't know if Jerry knew anything about it or not. Nobody.
That's what I'm just trying to tell you. I hate to say it. Don't see. I didn't want to bring no negativity into this discussion today. I just wanted to bring a good discussion out here. Since then, we started getting into feelings and we started defending each other. It wasn't about defending nobody. It was about the overall thing that we are doing. See, my point is
right.
Like I said.
What should have happened? I mean, everybody in the crew should have knew what was going on, not just
exactly.
One or two people.
My thing is, don't start all of a sudden holding stuff back, and then as soon as you see somebody else doing something, now all of a sudden you want to tell your crew, because if you say you're a team, if I'm a team, you're supposed to know every goddamn thing I'm doing. If I'm your team,
right,
and I'm
I
your
I didn't even
problem.
Know nothing about Dredd was supposed to be getting the show going on.
That tells me that they didn't have a show, that they created a show when we said we're going to have a show. And they didn't even, because if their people is that tight, they would have been told Stage and Jerry about their show.
Nicole, I'll be honest, and all Dredd's defense, Dredd, when the first time it ever came up to being called, when we had the meeting downtown, Dredd had just mentioned the same, and this was what it was, Stage, it was an idea. It wasn't nothing moving forward. It was an idea he had for real. And I told him, I said, dang, Dredd, I said, the same idea you kind of got. I said, man, they're already moving forward. So, I mean, we all got ideas. But, I mean, Nicole had something that's been going on in the process since 2009. So, I mean, that's a 3-year head start. I mean, so, and I mean, she did a
right.
job. She did her homework.
I'm down to talk to Certified Gangster and see if we can work something out. I'm always down to talk to Certified Gangster to see what if there's anything we can do or we can work out. I'm always down for that. Just like I told Indicut and all of them, Dolomite, anybody filming, that's been filming, how I see it when I come involved with this is I would love for us to pay them network-wise as camera crew and just for what they've been doing. I'm not looking to exclude anybody in this game. If you've been doing it, I respect you for it, and I want you to get paid for it.
Okay, go ahead, Stage.
I mean, if Dredd were having a show, dog, I mean, I didn't know nothing about it. I mean, I didn't expect Tony. I didn't want Tony to get pissed off at me or either Jerry. I mean, I didn't know. When I got done filming, I was the first one to call Jamie and say, Jamie, hey man, I just got done filming. You know, that's my first time hearing about it. I mean, I was done.
Okay, well,
didn't nobody tell me nothing about it. I mean, didn't know nothing about Dredd was supposed to be having a show coming up. I didn't know nothing about it.
Okay,
if Dredd,
somebody give me a bottom line
show
and wrap this up.
I want to
see what he about it. Go wrap this up so I can get Dolomite on there. He got something he got to do. Y'all want to do something to wrap this up, and CK, we just, it's out here now, so it's okay, we wrap it up. Mike here. Michael.
Hi, dog, I'm back on mute.
What I want to do is go ahead, if anybody got anything else they want to say about this, let's go and wrap this up. Like I said, we might have not liked it, we might have got a little heated, but at least your opinion should be, before you form an opinion on anything, you should know the whole realm of it before you form the opinion. And like
well,
I said,
Dog, Dream Team and Prime Time has not split up.
Right. You know, I didn't say it did. I'm just saying, but what I'm trying to say is, See, everybody tries to just by who you like. It don't matter what team you like or what team you don't like. We all of this together. Like I said, Prime Time, Dream Team, and nobody else. Nope, they ain't nobody without another somebody racing against them. They can't go race themselves. I mean, they do race themselves, but you don't get the popularity you get now. So, I mean, why is it all of a big deal now that everybody want to act like they crazy now?
Right, I mean, and, you know, and Jerry wanted to come Sunday, and he said, if Phil will drive, he's going. I'm coming, you know, just point blank.
I think somebody said that for, he said, shit, I got a chance of making me some money, and I race anyway, and I like racing, I like to see racing, and I got a chance to make some money, and they got to put up now.
That's what he called and told me. Jerry told me, he said, well, if Jam ain't going, I mean, we'll just make other plans for the day. We'll ride to Atlanta or something. He called me back 30 minutes later. You know, that's when he explained to me, man, we got a strong chance of winning this money, man.
I would ask
Phil to drive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
how
it came about.
Yeah. All right, hold on a minute. I got one more call here, then we can transition to something else. 561-7874, what's on your mind?
What's up, dog? This your boy, Chuck G.
Hey, Chuck, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Look, I only heard one part of the story because I just got on the phone, but make sure everybody get paid and handle their business. If there's contracts involved, make sure everybody sign it. So two person don't be getting paid and one person don't be getting paid if they got something to do with it. Y'all just handle that business because they'll mess the whole thing up if one man getting paid and somebody else isn't when they're supposed to. So just handle your business.
Okay, Chuck, I'm glad you said that. See, that's the problem we got right now. That is the main problem. Everybody thinks somebody getting paid and they ain't getting paid. Ain't no goddamn body getting paid yet. And like I said, I'm like Tyke Man just said, shit, put my free advertising on there for my transportation company. Shit, that's paying up. I ain't got to pay nobody to advertise for me. And like I said, the show, and Nicole told y'all, the show ain't shit without the people that's in it. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in it? We on YouTube. We ain't getting better quarter for that YouTube shit that we be on there making that shit. So if somebody can come out and give you a couple of dollars, they'll give you $25. That's more than you getting paid now. You ain't getting paid shit for doing the same thing that she trying to do on the reality show. So that's what I got to say about it. Anybody got to say anything else about it?
I want to be the next Tyler Perry.
Oh, Tyler Perry gay now.
Wait. I am too when it comes out of that money.
Let me be your manager.
Just give me 20%. I'll take care of you. How you rolling?
All right, look here. We finna go and wrap this segment up. Dolomite, you still at Dolomite?
So,
do you have those people that you want to get on? Are they still there?
No, they got off. So basically, I can just do a quick overview of what Jay wanted to do anyway. He just wanted to talk about his race that was coming up this weekend and making National Dragway.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to let you do that then. All right, anybody else got anything to say about this little saga we had that we just got through them? You know, whether we covered anything, I don't know. But at least you know both sides.
I hope it all. No, me personally, I'm just going over to squash as of tonight. You know, I mean, everybody just go back to racing and, you know, everything is squashed. All the drama, all the beef, everything just squashed.
That's fine with me. I mean, you know, but like I said, it's fine with me. Nicole, you got anything else you want to wrap up? I know you've been taking all your time. We should have took all your time up, but I appreciate you sticking with it, dude.
No, I mean, I have nothing to say but just thank you to everybody and just really appreciate everybody's support. And it turned out to be a really good show. We really enjoyed it.
Hey, that stage is a funny motherfucker, too, ain't it?
Yeah.
Finally, a funny looking motherfucker too, though.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Is Mike on mute? He's unloaded his car. Mike, you on mute? Mike here.
Yeah, I'm here, dog.
How did your testing go today, brother?
I went pretty good. I'm learning a lot. We were testing some new parts, man. But I mean, we got things figured out. You know, we were gonna stay today and tomorrow. Okay. We loaded up, just pulled out the racetrack. So what that did.
Okay, well, Mike, go ahead and give us a little finish up on this thing. Just tell us what you thought about it and what you feel about it. Just give us a wrap up on this thing so we can close it down.
I mean, Doc, I think it was good. I think it was good to bring it out. Yeah, we all got in a little heated deal, and I mean, but it ain't no different than we being at the racetrack. We all might get in a heated deal, and it may go further than what it went tonight if we all face to face. So why not get it out in the open and get it over with? And like I said, anybody got a problem with me, be man enough to come to me, sit down and talk. If you think I'm doing something wrong, we'll sit down and try to work it out. You know, and I'm going to do the same to that person. If I got a problem with any man, I ain't scared to tell them. You know, just to get past it.
Okay. Well, Mike, Bobby, you know, Bobby said, Bobby, your mic open. I ain't never closed it. Anyway, you know, you heard Bobby come on and say we shouldn't have ever been discussing this stuff on the air. But, discussing on the air, what is your feelings about what we should or we shouldn't have did on the air now?
Well, I'll be honest, though, me and you had no plans of talking about it, period. It was over with Friday. And it was definitely over with Sunday. Nobody never missed nobody. We went out and enjoyed ourselves. I think every G-body racer enjoyed themselves from what I heard. And I mean, like I said, we had a good race, went on, didn't nobody, with no negatives, but it came out yesterday on the show. You know, we wasn't the one that started and brought it out. When they started, we just figured we'd finish it up today. And it should be over with tonight. We didn't start
exactly
it. We
right.
didn't try to finish it.
Okay. I appreciate it, Mike. Go ahead and handle your business then. We're going to close it out. This segment is what I'm talking about. Nicole, if you want to drop off, you can. If you hang around as long as you want. Whenever you want to leave, you can just leave. Go. Psych man, what you got to do? What you got to do? You got to stir up anything else, or what you want to close it up for me?
I just want to say, you know, if you don't have nothing good to say, you know, just keep it to yourself, man. It drained me just to even be involved in this show here. For the simple fact, all you heard was negative, negative, negative. And it haven't even taken off yet. As far as I'm concerned, I'm speaking on what I know. It haven't even taken off yet. So there's no need to down it. There's no need to talk bad about it. It's anything. Get behind somebody. Let's see, can we get behind someone other than Barack Obama? Shit.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
I would just like to say a silent tongue is real powerful. Sometimes you don't need to let a man know what you're thinking. And that's all I got to say. You know, sometimes you can, you know, a lot of times, people don't say things when they planning their stuff, because you know a lot of times the first thing is, as a race of black people that we are, we're gonna have negative anyway. We're gonna shut it down. Sometimes you can't tell everybody what's going on in the team, so they're gonna run and tell everything else and mess up every damn thing before you even get anything started. But
all right, I'm gonna say two words.
Silent tongue is powerful.
Okay, I'm gonna say two words to you, Sam Alexander. No said.
Solid.
All
right. Look at here. That's totally.
Keep your tongue silent. You said silent tongues. That's all I'm gonna say. Family
silent tongue. And that's what I do. A silent tongue. Because long they don't know what I'm thinking, long they don't know what I'm thinking, they don't know what I'm doing. Because I don't really worry about, and I'm saying what I'm saying, but I don't worry about when people don't tell come to my. I have people all the time tell people come to my show. I'm just like Max said. I'm not gonna miss it. I'm not gonna miss it. I'm gonna be the best I can be. Whatever it takes, whether with you or without you, I'm going to be the best I can be. And I feel the same way, Nicole, the certified gangster, and Mike, and anybody else on this phone. They're going to be the best. Because the only time you fail is when you don't try to be the best you can be. I'm not succeed, but at least I know I've done the best I could do, and I still won. Thank you, dog.
All right, I don't understand all the shit Bobby just said, but he did it.
People with common sense understand it. I know that's a little hard for you, dog, but you all right.
I'm asking Type Man, could you break down what Bobby just said to me?
Bobby,
shut up. Let him tell me.
In layman terms, keep your mouth closed and do what
he's
going to
do.
That's what I got from it. That's all he said.
Dog, I got to ask Type Man one question, dog.
Go ahead.
Take man, this state. I know states. I want to bet you $100. Do you want to bet $100 on the race Thursday?
Uh-oh.
Who you talking about? Who you and all? You and
who's
I?
Black?
Yeah, you from Wayne, bro. You from Blake County, sir. follow your own team. You follow Florida. You follow. I mean, come on, follow your own team. Look it down a little bit. Man, I wasn't born no damn twin. I understand that. But I want to no bet. I got to go. No, no bet.
Okay.
No.
Chuck G, you got anything, Chuck G?
Get off the phone.
Hey, what about the $100?
Nah, John.
No,
I'm
no
good.
Man, I ain't got nothing to say. Just
okay,
don't handle it.
Use your mic then.
Let's keep it real.
Hold on a minute. I got one more call. I'm finna check on before I go to this other thing I got to talk about. 772-1389. What's up?
Stage. What you told Type Man?
No, he wasn't talking about the.
He wasn't talking about Hercules Hurt. He was talking about betting 100 with Hurricane Ike. We don't bet with everybody.
Oh, call Hercules going to motherfucking have asshole surgery tomorrow.
You need to hurry up. Nah, you don't want them problems, boy.
Bobby Wildchild, we'll be all be on the top, baby.
Bobby Child, you
hear
that, Bobby Child?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on down. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Herc. I'll be looking for you, man. Come on. Come on.
Hold on a minute. I got another one here.
Hey, look here. Y'all say bring it out in the open. I got a problem with Mac here because he won't give me everything in drag, please.
Bobby, hurry,
man.
We ain't finna joke right now.
Hey, dog.
252-5846. Bobby don't give me that joking shit.
No. Hey, dog, whenever you get 10, I wanna talk about that new program me and Jeff working out for the first Thursday of every month.
Okay, hold on a minute. 252-5846, go ahead. All right, Bobby Childs and Mike. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got it?
Mike, go ahead, Mike.
All right, see it. Mayday, Mike. Me and Jeff working on a thing back in Carolina that week. It's going to be every first Thursday starting April the 4th. The April 5th should be the first Thursday of April. We're working on a 29. It's called Thursday Night Thunder on 29. And it'll be like pretty much Run What You Wrong on 29. You know, we're trying to work out a pot to put out there for the guys. I mean, I know most people show up and race for free or test for free on Thursday. We want to put something out there, you know, $1,000, $1,200 to win and maybe something to the run up. You know, like a gambler race every Thursday, get it pumped back up like it used to be, but give guys something to shoot for, you know what I mean? I know it'll be some bad calls in there too, but, you know, try to make it where there's hardly no entry to get in it, you know. But it's just something I want to put out there, remind the first Thursday of every month, you know, we're going to try to put some money out there for the 29 and stock. Nothing bigger than 29.
What if you're on 28, Mike?
29 is a small one.
29
is a small one.
You got to say it,
Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, dog, I got something similar to that on March the 17th. It don't matter what kind of body, but you can be on 28 or 29. No turbos and no wheelie balls. It don't matter.
Nobody
can't vote
that first.
If you look at my we don't get mad about it, but if you look at the flyer, I call it who's running. So it don't matter if you got a G body, whatever. So look at one of my flyers. Now I done my flyer a while back, but it don't matter. Like I say, it's enough room out there. It's trillions of dollars out there, and it might get too many trillions. I hope you just give me one. That's all. I ain't gonna be mad.
Hey, Stage, you there?
Yeah.
Don't you go nowhere. I got a surprise for you.
Okay.
You might be asking for some shit that you don't want. Hold on a minute. I gotta get my goddamn glasses. Hold on.
Well, we might be already on it.
No, I can't hear y'all. Hold on a minute. I gotta get something for Stage. Stage done stepped on his dick. Hold on a minute.
What's up, Doc?
Hello. Hello.
You have reached mailbox number
0655. Who is that?
8 2 8.
This is me, man. It's
8,
Mike.
4. Please leave your message after the.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead. Stage on the phone. Go ahead if you want to talk to him. Go ahead. Ike said he was on the phone. Y'all got jokes. Stage, you
sit
on the phone, Stage?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ike said he wanted to goddamn get over you because you talking about betting that money to the tight man. He said he'd take all the extras you trying to bet. Hold on a minute. You must got Eddie Robinson's phone or some shit. It's phone off. Alright, get out the phone.
Yo.
Alright.
What's that?
Alright, Stage, you on the phone, Stage.
Yeah.
talk to me, though. I just heard that, hey, Tank Man, do you want to bet with me? Ain't nobody got to bet with me. You could add all that to the pot, dog.
Okay, I got $1,400. Don't I try to bet Tank Man.
No, add it to the pot, man. Y'all some poke gambling. Add it to the pot.
We ain't poke. I mean, we just like the race. I mean, look what happened to you. Prime example. Look what happened to you when hurt knocked your head off. You went in the bushes for 4 months.
Man, hey, like I told you, see, the thing about it, see how you got it twisted, dog. See, you said they worried about somebody else getting on somebody's head. What you worried about the head?
You trying to get all this money and putting somebody out of the race, and we like
don't,
the race.
Don't worry about that, dog.
A small reasonable thought will be okay.
Well, see the thing about it, your mind overloads your little ass, boy. If you can't goddamn stand that shit, quit talking all that bullshit.
Y'all already got a pot locked in. He didn't want to bet with a 100, so if you didn't want to bet the 100, you should have never said that to him.
That's right. I mean, that's right.
No. See, y'all missing the picture. I told him to add it to the pot. Whatever, if he feel
okay,
like he can bet 100 or 200, add it to the pot. Add it to the pot.
Okay, 100 or better than, dog.
No, you don't just change it like that. When y'all get there, if you got another 100 to throw in the pot, just throw it in there.
Okay.
That's all right. You got to do.
Well,
add it to the pot. Let me tell you something, man. You ain't got to ask nobody to come bet with me on the side. Whatever you feel like you can stand, bring it to me. I'm going to come home. That's my
car. Everybody bet on the side.
Hold on. All right, what you might have missed what he was talking about. What he doing is, y'all might be betting 20,000, but, you know. He just want to fuck Tag Man up because it's Tag Man. That's just a personal thing they got going on. It ain't nothing about who
exactly.
got the most money or who can bet the most.
It ain't
just
right. who got the most money.
But let me tell you something, man. But see, the thing about it, Tag Man ain't in my camp. Me, Tag Man don't run like that. You know, Tag Man ain't going to bet with my dog.
What in your camp?
Hold on, fellas. Ike, you're missing the point. It ain't a matter.
I bet a big gold, $200 on the top. Big gold ain't in your camp.
Hold on.
Hey,
will y'all both be quiet, please? I'm asking you nice. What I'm trying to tell you, Ike, what you're missing the point is, it ain't a matter of who bet who. It's just a matter because Tight Man and Stage got something going on. It's just like he might want to bet me. It's just a thing that they do on the side. Like everybody got their special somebody. They might say, I don't want none of Ike money. I want your money. It's just a bet
right.
that they got on the side. Ike, ain't no big deal, bro.
No, I ain't made it out to be no deal. I'm just saying, if Tight Man don't want it, add it to the pot. That's all I'm saying. If Tight Man don't want it, add it to the pot. Make
okay,
the pot
like that
better than what it really is.
All right.
Huh?
Just say it like that and let it go. That's how we do that, then. That's how we do that, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, man.
Right? Huh?
That's why we locked out on $5,000 or $2,000 or better. That would have all better come in there. I wanted to get Tight Man.
Man, y'all ain't gonna bet no better, man. Come on, man. We gonna keep it 100 now. Y'all know y'all ain't gonna bet.
Right,
it.
Like
y'all
ain't got
front.
To bet. Right? That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. It ain't about who got the most money. I mean, I believe my cap can double your cap just as much money your cap can bet. But we ain't trying to do that. We trying to race. And continue to race. We ain't gonna do that.
Man. I ain't talking about no prices in the pot, man. I just only thing I just said is, if you feel like you want to bet some more, you ain't got to bet outside people. Put it in the pot and you cover. That's all.
I say just say okay.
Stage, when you want to bet me, you have to call me off the air because
he knew the race, and I understand.
I understand that.
You got to tell us you want to add, Ike? Ike?
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to add?
I'm going to fuck them boys up come Thursday.
Okay, that's all you got to say. Okay, all right, no problem.
And tell your brothers to Stay. The worst is mine, man, because we ain't going out like that no more now.
I'm just trying to tell the young buck, man. I mean, we ain't about to fight shit, man.
Hey,
A man cannot argue by himself, brother. You've been doing it too long. Shut up.
Don't worry about it.
Go ahead, Ike.
Don't worry about it, Ty, man. I can read it both on the phone. Stage ain't small enough to see what's going on. Just be the fuck quiet, man. Can't get y'all on the phone. Y'all don't know how to act on this shit, man.
And they already locked out. Ain't this the dumbest shit in the world?
No. They locked out. It rains on. You got to go on about the other shit.
That ain't real.
Man, good.
No.
All right. Shit, Tag Man says up, man. I'm fucked up. I was like,
well, you.
Let me see if I get Ike back on here.
No.
Where the hell Ike went to? He's busy still here.
You had to really call me, my buddy. You feel me? I'm just keeping one. Only thing, if y'all would just shut up and just listen to me when I just told him, and you would have known exactly what I'm saying. See, y'all talking about that record shit going around the circle. Only thing I'm gonna tell him is, tell his brother when we go, if we talk about racing, we gonna stay on the top of the racing.
Okay, all right, we got that, man. That don't need to be brought up now, man. Y'all just supposed to come on the day to try to hype the race, man. Not just, come on, man.
Let me show you how you do it. You learn from this right here. Go ahead.
type man. Like I said, the minute you build one, holler at me.
Guess what? I ain't got to build one. I own and invested in a few of them.
Shit, I got invested in a few of them.
Well, guess what?
You don't own nothing. You don't own nothing. You can invest in one. But see, the thing about it is, the minute you put your money in one, and then you get shit like this, then you holler at me. But all that, you can invest in another car. I can invest in another car. But with the minute you get one,
the still
you
going to get slow. You
guess what? See, type man, see, the thing about it is, when it all said and done, it'll be my slow car versus your slow-ass car when you get one.
Guess what?
Down in Florida, if you
get
one,
what?
And come see me.
Guess what, sir? I got a 69 Camaro right there anyways, bro. And you won't lock in that motherfucking diamond. I'll tell you exactly where it's at. It is at my motherfucking mama house.
Come on, man.
I'll
tell you what, dude.
You been a race car
that
I buy my wife Mercedes-Benz.
You act like I can't buy them motherfuckers, though.
Sometimes just shut up. Tight. Do you want to bet $100? You from Waynesboro, bet with Ike. And guess what? I told Stage, I don't want none of that. Now, guess what? That was dead. They lock in was, what it, I don't even know what it is, but if it was $1,500, the better always come with it.
Yeah, always. That's automatic because you always.
Guess what? If Stage had anything more he wanted to put in the pot, I'm quite. Stage been doing this a minute, man. They done came to us with more money than they said they was going to bet at one time before. So, dog, this the catch. Not being funny. You know, people want to play the game and don't know the rules of the game.
I got to talk to him.
I mean, we're going up against the bat.
So you don't think you can beat him? 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 Okay. Why are you here? Let me talk. 772-1389. You see that?
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me your final thoughts. We're going to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to go watch Dolomite video. What's your final thoughts, brother?
When I get this motherfucker real connected to my motherfucker eyeball, I'm going to scrub fuck the ass. Now, fuck both of them.
Hey, you know what, though? I gotta keep it real, though, since Tyke Man won't kick you in the nuts. I can't kick you in the nuts neither because you're damn stomach anyway. But anyway, Herc, you gotta quit talking all that bad shit if you ain't doing shit.
Y'all just heard Dog and Big Hurt. Y'all heard Big Hurt hollering.
Like, he's going to be in the house, you know, Dog, Showtime, and a whole lot of other folks going to be there. Now, I want to say this. When I tell
you. All right, hold on a minute. Dolomite. Hey, Dolomite, Macon got something going on this weekend, Dolomite?
Absolutely. This weekend, Macon National Dragway got a big G-body shootout, $5,000 to win. It's extreme G-body belt going to be issued to the winner. And you're going to have the rematch of Mississippi Joe and Mr. Bigelow. The Florida boys going to be in the house if they can take down Mississippi Joe and get back their belts. And this time they're going to leave with two of them if they do it.
Hey, I got something to say. Somebody's going to think I'm get mad at me, but I got to say something. Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. Damn. I got to finish too now. Go ahead.
I think Big Lou going to get by this time.
Oh, shit. Breaking news.
I think Big Lou going to fuck the Gangsta Boo up this time. That's all I got to say.
Anything is possible in racing. After seeing that damn photo limp to 2 weeks, man. Yeah, I got to see this video I'm putting up. Go to grudgeinc.us, because that's where I'm putting it up at, grudgeinc.us. Go up there, take a look at the whole complete G-body race. I mean, from start to finish, from pulling it off the hat to everybody getting paired up, and it's going to be some good shit, because I got it good, y'all.
I got something to tell you. I told Jay Barnes' motherfucking ass. Y'all got too many damn links on it. I told Jay Barnes to cut that shit down and just put one. You got to go to your link. You got to go to my kids. You got to go to... Ain't nobody going to be going to all them fucking links. What they should do is just add the shit to one motherfucker and they post on it. That way you'll get more people on there to look at the shit.
I got to ask, though, Mike, why I got to go to Good Eat? Why you can't post it on both websites?
I'm gonna put it. You got a good point. I'm gonna put it on both websites because that was your race, so that's a good point. I'll put it up there too. But it will be on Good. That's why I'm loading it now. Everybody can go up there. Cause I guarantee you, y'all finna enjoy this shit.
Okay. All right, Dolomite. Well, I appreciate everything. Don't forget Saturday 10th in Macon, dog on it. And Tony Wright also got a show at Orangeburg. But if they don't want to announce their own shows on this show, I'll let them do this stuff, but I'm not going to do it. But now on the 17th, Bobby Wildchild, that's one thing I can tell you about one thing. If we don't have, we should have some good racing. I tell you one thing, they got some damn good food down there, motherfucker.
Man, all of these guys going to have it going on the 17th. I hope everybody show up, man, because Bobby be having some good races. I ain't seen one yet that wasn't going on down there that everybody didn't have a good time and got off a lot of good racing. So on the 17th of March, that's definitely the place to be.
Okay, all right, Stage, you got any final thoughts, Stage?
Nah, I'm good, dog. I'm good. I mean, I'm glad we got all, worked out, and I hope everything
is all right. Okay, Zach, man, I'm going to let you be bad, but Mike, go ahead and sum it up, Mike, and sum it up and let me know. Just give me your final thoughts, Mike.
No, dog. I mean, good show, and I know a lot of people say that it's going to air it out, but I think it's best.
Game, or this racing game, because regardless of when you do it or how you do it, You're going to go around that corner, you're going to see these same people again. And you never know how you're gonna need somebody. Just like when I messed up the photo over there, I had Mike Hill and Chris Clark on there. Big name motherfuckers who that fuck with a goddamn ragged ass photo cutlass. That just shows you in this game, man, we can set all this shit. We can act like we hate each other. But bottom line, we all help each other in the time of need. So basically what we need to do is, there's nothing wrong with the derivative of trying to get a razor. But after this, man, let's leave all this negative shit and want to fight and kill and shoot somebody. Leave all that shit out of it, man. Let's all come together. I ain't gonna say hug because you started hugging talk, man. That motherfucker might try to kiss you with them big ass lips of his. But anyway, that's what I'm saying is this always need to come together at the end of the night, go down and eat, man, like we did. And I'm gonna say one more thing, talk, man. I'm leaving it up because you're gonna get the final talk, but I might say a little something about you just in case you make me say something. Remember, I'm gonna do a recap. If you read my race report, that's just the way it happened. Man, we was over there Saturday. Mike Hill, curly head ass, had turned nappy because it was raining. He wouldn't stop his goddamn race. And everything, but man, we had a good fucking time. We stayed over there Saturday at the damn track 3 or 4 hours after they had called the race off, just partying and everything. Then they went and eat. Mike went and ate and said he was still drunk. Mike, if you're on the phone still, tell us what the joke is about this pineapple shit, man.
Yo, act Nicole. Nah, we were just tripping, man. We were just about to get. That was showtime. That was showtime coming up with all the pineapple juice, though. And we just kind of explained about what the pineapple juice. Everybody went to drink it because I read a magazine one time where a lady said she started making her husband drink pineapple juice. Used to be a spitter, but she became a swallower. You know,
Okay. All right. I'm gonna say this here now. Everybody might say I'm sucking on Mike's nuts or something, but I'm not. Be honest with you. This race here, I ain't never seen Mike here do more working, walking, trying to get shit to go in my life. Y'all can say what you want. All we had was a G-body race. That's all we was featured was a G-body race. Mike went to each and every one of them people all over the pit to make sure this was a success for the fans. So anybody that was a fan that came to see that race and you enjoyed it, Mike, he deserved anything he got, along with the Carolina Dragway and the House of Hook crew. Everybody did their part. Even me did my part. Mike, you owe me, goddammit. I'm just saying, though. But, that man deserves anything he got this week because he really goddamn did his homework and really did his – I mean, he did a lot of shit. You just have to be there. See, everybody just look at the bottom line that, oh, yeah, this many people here, they made all this money. Man, the money you get paid for all the shit you do, you'd be a broke motherfucker. You could even buy a can of poking beans. So, you know, and anybody that's in this game know that by the time all this aggravation and the money you put out ahead of time, you ain't making no goddamn money. You do good just to goddamn say, I got $20. To goddamn go pay a stripper or some shit. Anyway, talk, man. Say something to finish it off and make this thing right. Go ahead, talk, man.
Who the dog?
Yeah, who that?
This Bobby.
Bobby Charles?
Yes.
What you doing now, Bobby, you black bastard?
You left-legged hoe. But anyway, I want to clear up something with you. And I'm not telling you, I tell you that by a silent tongue, hey, if five people standing in a choir, and it was $100 down on the ground, and if you see it, and you don't say shit, you can pick it up, and nobody never know what happened. But if you say, hey, they're $100, every damn body going to try to get it, and bust their head in line, and somebody else going to get the $100 and walk off. That's what it means by silent tongue, my friend.
Now, silent tongue means you can't lick no pussy. That's what that means.
No, man.
Anyway, tight, man. Go ahead on for Bobby. Come in with some more old shit. Put your phones on mute. Tight, man. Come on, take me out, tight, man. What happened to my main man, tight, dog?
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. Pee-wee say call him.
I was gonna ask what Pee Wee had tonight. I ain't got Pee Wee number.
Hold on, I'll get him on.
Yeah, if you don't. Yeah, because you and Pee Wee start acting a fool when the show get ready to go off. I was gonna kick Post Lock Jordan the nuts today, but I'm tired now, so I'm gonna leave him alone today. But I got something to kick him in the nuts about. I'm gonna kick him square in his motherfucking face, not his nuts. Post Lock Jordan, I'm gonna let you go today. We didn't have enough bullshit today, so I'm gonna let you go today, but. Tyke, man, you know that you need to straighten Post Talk Joe up. You trying to get Pee Wee on there? Hell up, I'm gonna shut this mother down.
He on, dog.
Go ahead, Pee Wee, you're fat bastard.
I'm about to start some shit.
Oh, Lord, I thought we was gonna hang up. Go ahead, Pee Wee.
I had one of my boys, a legend, campaigning the House of Speed yesterday. It broke my heart. So I got $200 from anybody from Mount Vernon that Bobby Wildchild fucked Walter Man up on the 17th.
Oh shit! I'm going with Bobby Child too.
Now, I'm talking
Bobby
about
Bobby Child. What Bobby Child? Bobby, your mic still open, big ass fucker. Talking a silent tongue.
I'm talking about them ballers from Mount Vernon. I will go to the top of the Empire State Building and drop my money off. I got $200 on.
Okay, hold on a minute. MD trying to talk to Tag Man, but press the one button. Press the one button then. If you trying to talk to Tag. Background noise. MD, press the one button, MD. You say try to talk to Tag Man, but I don't see his number. Hold on a minute. Let me see if I. Hold on a minute.
I'm gone, dog. This thing.
Go ahead, Steve. Oh, okay. Hold on. I see him now. Hold on a minute, Steve. Hey, MD.
No. Yes, sir.
Hold on, y'all. Oh, shit. My damn sister finna go down. Damn, I tried to open up.
He was on 804-3956.
MD, you there?
Yes, sir. Dog.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, go ahead. MD, is that you, MD?
Yes, sir. What's up, dog? What's up, fellas?
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, Walter Mann, they gave me a call yesterday and informed me that Type Man that asked him, I think, got some tattoos or something about the pot. Me trying to get at them at Walter Mann's show and nodded.
Hey, man, y'all put your phones on mute. We got all this background on. If you're driving, put your phone on mute. I know Mike here, big head ass driving. Mike, just mute your mic. Type Man, did you hear what he said, Type Man?
Nah, I didn't hear him. He said something about Walter Mann's show. Come on with it.
Yeah, Nard was telling me that if y'all could got another race or another couple of races, that we could go ahead and engage at Walter Mann show. Walter Mann informed me that y'all was going to come to his show on the 7th, and I was just calling to check to see if y'all still want to engage. We can lock in tonight in the presence of my godfather, Willie Dog, 5 on the same 15 for Walter Mann show on the 7th with this back half Mustang that y'all talking about.
We got to check and make sure that it's going to be ready, MD.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Ty, man, I got a question for you, too.
Go ahead. But
hey, you
know,
you
got to
know.
Nah. Nah.
You know who Neil was on?
Nah, I don't know who. His dog?
Well, there you have
his dog.
Can you ask
me
why that motherfucker got a swing set in the backyard?
Come on, man.
Hey,
I ain't trying to stop the joke, but look at that question about that race first, Mike, before you come with them goddamn jokes, Mike.
Oh, I told him I'd get back with him, man.
Okay.
Now I got to check on the car. I'll get
okay,
back
go ahead,
with
Mike.
Him,
Mike, they fucking me all week about this shit, type, man.
Say that one, Mike.
That's a good question,
got
man.
I know chilling, though.
He going to talk about nobody telling the little kids something. Come here, look here. Come here, baby.
I ain't saying that. I ain't saying that.
You know, Criminal Minds got me messed up right now, so, all right, dog. You a loner. I'm profiling your ass. You a loner. You're an older gentleman.
When I call him out, it's a different story.
I didn't believe you think they're talking in the background.
Hold on. MD. What the? Right, MD. Stop bullshitting with this little bit. Bro, I ain't even going to go there, bro. I tell you what, we will do. We'll put 10 fives on that silver car and go dead to your ass. We ain't got to worry about the back half car, and you got the back tire. Do you want to lock that up? I'm goddamn tired of you.
Not at all. I got an everyday back half car.
Hold on. Hold on.
Y'all called me out on Pro Stock Show with some phantom-ass Mustang, and I accept it again. I cannot beat the Silver Killer. I cannot beat that Pro Mod. I want to run y'all. Y'all didn't
that ain't no damn Pro Mod.
All right. Just let me know when you get back.
Hey, MD,
one thing ready.
MD, I don't mean to be disrespectful. I don't mean to be disrespectful, bro.
Let me tell you, listen to me.
Our back half car is not ready. So we will give you a call if it gets ready by April the 7th. Don't pop off like every time I step to them, they back up in the corner. Because, motherfucker, the car we got ready, we back your ass into the corner. Now I'm done with that.
With a pro mod? I can't race a pro mod type, man.
Dog, is that Mustang a pro mod? The Silver Killer, is it a pro mod?
I'm trying to race a real back end car. Again.
Okay.
I'm not going to call Tony Vines.
I'm going to give you some names of some people to call. Call Tony Vines. Call Bobby.
No. I dream about Nod's little fat ass at night. Not Tony Vines, not Baldy. Baldy is too old. I'll give him a heart attack, okay? I dream about Nod's little chubby ass, okay? Hey, Baldy can't do shit for me, but give me worms, man.
Damn, MD. So you say you got a man crush on Nod.
Hey, Nod promised to make me famous. I've been chasing his little fat ass for 6 months. This shit started in November. Y'all done ducked me twice. I got love for Nod, but I mean, you know, just let me know, Tyke. You know, let's get this shit done, man.
I'll let you know, bro.
Okay, that's
man crush. Man crush number two.
Hey, Tyke, man. Mike Hill didn't tell you he was out there on that swing set,
dude. And his feet wasn't touching the ground, was it?
I had to take the part,
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Dog, can you hear me?
Yeah,
how you go ahead?
This is the stunner.
DJ Grant?
You better believe it.
All right,
DJ Grant,
I can't really call you.
I'm still trying to get a hold of Cold Killer.
Oh, shit. Mike Hill?
What?
Now, why is Mike Hill phone on wood? Wrong, dog. Wrong for that, dog.
I don't know why they do folk Johnny like that. They just dog Johnny to death. Johnny just laughing and take it. I mean, you know what? Johnny, they might be poking Johnny in the booty. Johnny be laughing. How long was that take you back there? Hold on a minute. 954, where 954 at? What's 954, y'all?
Florida.
954-9321, who is it?
Yo.
Who is it?
Hey, dog.
Yo.
Hey, tell DJ Grant we need somebody to test on Saturday.
Oh, DJ Grant.
Whoa, whoa. What say now?
We need somebody
what
to test
now?
On Saturday.
What is this?
It's Coochie.
What is this?
Coochie.
Okay, y'all put the 28s on it. Y'all get action.
Man, you know what we got,
that's
man.
That's all the requirement, 28s.
Man,
hey,
we ain't
hold on. I'm going to pay full time Joe now. I'm going to pay pro time Joe now. Now, DJ Grant, you've been saying you can't find a race, you want to run anybody. Man, goddamn. Now, every time a motherfucker says they want to run, you got a stipulation, bro.
Hold up, dog. And he said he don't care nothing. He said he don't care nothing about no 28s or 29s, bring your ass. That's what he said. Did you not say that,
Grant? I'm
going to
be on 28. What?
But did you not just say you ain't care about 28s or 29s?
That was, who was that, Sub-Zero from Chicago.
Oh, so you got certain people you don't care about 29s with.
I don't even know who the fuck I'm talking to. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Crew Chief and Big Low, and you're talking to Tag Man. But okay, hold on a minute, though.
Okay, but I'm
hold
talking about racing the block. Got a fucking true stock suspension car with stock tubs and full interior, tire windows, all that shit. If I'm on, who gonna run in the blind?
Okay, hold on a minute. Crew Chief, what car y'all trying to run it with, Crew Chief?
You got 28s on it, bring it.
Crew Chief, what car you trying to run it with?
Man, he know what car. He man, that motherfucker, that red Malibu. There ain't no secret. He done seen that motherfucker. He can see
it.
Put
28s on it, and you got action.
Man, listen, bro. Listen, we ain't telling you to take your turbo off.
Man, I ain't got the suspension you got. I ain't got that. I can't do that.
All right. So holler at him. That's all I'm saying, 28.
Oh, you talking about Big Low car? That's what you're running with, Big Low car?
Yeah. I'm with the Gangsta Boo this weekend, so, I mean, I can just put my money in with that. Because I'm with the Gangsta Boo. Y'all running the Gangsta Boo. That's who I'm with.
Hey, dog, I got a better one for DJ Grant. Tell him we'll run him on one kit. We'll turn the other one off.
I don't care about that one kit. Put some 28s on you, get all you want.
Oh, shit.
That's all I ask. Hey. I don't give a damn. Bring something else.
Put some
29s
on
there.
Come get some.
You didn't want to run before. You said you want to throw Cold Kill in the mix. I said,
hey,
bring
hold up a minute. I got something. Y'all both hold up a minute.
I've been waiting on that for over a year.
DJ Grant, speak quiet. Y'all ain't going to race. Y'all going back and forth, so y'all can cut that. DJ Grant, I want 100 on Big Lotus this time. Mayday.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Do you bring that to me?
Hey,
DJ
Grant.
Put it in dog hands.
I'm going with Big Lotus this time. I believe Big Lotus going to get away this time.
Just bring that to me.
Who's that? Am I starter?
I can't hear you.
Hey, DJ, you said I got a 100 on dog on the Big Low this time.
Okay, that's locked.
No, it ain't locked now. It's a race.
If
the race go down, yeah. If the race, that's what it's locked. If they race now, it ain't locked, though, because if one of them might go down there.
There ain't going to be no problem about that, man. Come on.
All right, we good to go here. All right, somebody got a lot of background. Crew Chief, you got anything else you want to say?
Grudging, baby, you know what I'm saying? We here, we in the building. See everybody Saturday, everybody have a safe trip. And once again, if anybody want to get on that 2-for-1 list, we is, you know what I'm saying, doing 2-for-1 deals this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Hey, this weekend and this weekend only, don't let it pass. You know, come one, come all. You know, we even set food stamps. So, hey.
That's your question there, man. You got some of that Johnson & Johnson?
And she, you know, I got the Johnson and Johnson. Never leave home without it.
All right.
So it, hey, hey,
okay, thanks, man. DJ Grant, what's your final thoughts, DJ Grant?
I'll just be in there. I'll be in the house for action this this weekend. Anybody on 28?
DJ Grant, that's you with the background on. But look here, are you gonna be in that stream? Oh, that's a G button. I'm sorry.
Maybe it's just a speakerphone, but it.
Yeah,
ain't got no
okay, no problem. All right, hey, Stunner, I'll see you this weekend, here, bro.
Oh yes, sir.
All right, Tag Man, take me out, Tag Man. Pee-wee, where Pee-wee at? Y'all ain't got no jokes about North Carolina and dumbasses.
Yeah.
All right. Tag Man, take me out, Tag Man.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night. What happened to my damn Tag Man? Where the hell Tag Man at every time I meet that big-headed bastard?
Tag Man, where are you?
I'm right here, dog. Hey, I was reading the an email I had got, and they said, tell MD they're locked in the Nightmare Nova.
Hold on a minute. I got to get MD back on the phone then. MD, y'all, come on. Y'all just bullshitting it.
No.
I thought they said the damn Nova was broke. Now, somebody bullshit.
It don't take forever to damn Walter Man show on the 7th, bro. He ain't talking
I'm
about doing shit
to make money. Oh, you talking about Walter Man show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. MD, your mic over, you there, MD?
Yeah, what's up, dog?
There you go. There you go, Tag Man.
Prime time, say they'll lock you in with the Nightmare Nova for a Walk the Man show.
Tony too skinny for me, man. I don't like skinny motherfucker. I like a little chubby motherfucker from Florida.
For real? That's yeah. Race-stopping language right now.
Man, go ahead, man. I got a car set on 10.5Ws, and that man got some shit wide as is your underbite, and God damn it, man, I'm not fucking with him. I want to race Nod, okay?
You
I mean,
do
you have a pass, man. How you going to pass my race on to prime time?
No, bro.
Prime time,
you
have my number. Number one, I don't want to race him. I want to race Nod, and I like whoever this gentleman was like, I want your money. Man, I really don't want Nod's money. I just want to beat Nod because he promoted a lot of cars. I want Nod to make me famous, but I want your money.
Who money you want? Mine?
Your money. I don't care. As long as you involved in it, somehow I want your money. And again, this is the third time y'all don't put it up. I was going to race your ass with a chassis car. I was going to race your ass with a chassis car and break it and you back up.
MD, be quiet for 1 second. I'll take my brother on the phone. Brother?
Your big mouth ass can get it, you big mouth motherfucker. Now what you doing?
I'm still waiting on you, fat boy. How the fuck you will call me out with a fucking car that ain't even fucking ready?
Motherfucker, I got another car that's ready, bitch. How about that? Now lock it up.
Bitch, run me with the metal with your motherfucking imaginary Mustang.
I just pimp him, bitch. I pimp car.
Run me with your imaginary fucking Mustang.
It's imaginary. I'm running you with it, bitch. Lock it up.
Why don't you bring a back half car to motherfucking
Lock it up.
Lock it up. I don't give a fuck what you bring.
Lock it up.
On the 10-5 tire, back at 5-15.
Lock it up, bitch.
In the lane.
Lock it up,
bitch. Motherfucking 6 o'clock. Lock it up.
Hey, man, what part is man? Hey, man, what part? I just told this bitch to lock it up 7 times.
Now, 5-15 for Walter Man Show on the 7th. In the staging lane, locked and loaded by 6 o'clock. Line is on 10-5W.
If I was a $1,500 and drive 11 hours, bitch, I had a billy goat.
That's the funniest fucking thing in the world. Y'all some race stopping motherfuckers. Y'all motherfuckers sitting
there. I told you
this before.
I'm not driving no 11 miles.
Call me and say y'all motherfuckers coming. Motherfucker, 515 yes. About it. We don't have to discuss motherfucker further. As long as it's got motherfucking 10.5Ws on the back half car. It is a race in the lane by 6 o'clock. That's what I can afford to
hey, bro, I'm
I don't
going
have
back
to motherfuckers put money up for
hey,
my motherfucking
we,
car.
That's right.
I don't have 10 people
right,
for my
I'm
car.
Going back to
I post
dog.
My
hey,
own
dog.
Dog.
Man. Great show, dog.
Hey,
dog, my motherfucking
ass.
Dog,
dog
my ass.
My
I got to drive just as far as y'all motherfuckers got to drive.
Boy, y'all real, boy.
Let's do it at any cuts race on the 17th for 5-on-2. I go 5-on-2 in the cuts race in 2 weeks.
Hold on, dog. Can I say something, dog?
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
These motherfuckers always come with a race
out in my how much will it cost to bring your faggot ass to Florida this Friday, bitch? I'll pay
how
for it.
How much your big motherfucking money ass gonna pay me, bitch?
I'm gonna pay you to come to Florida and race up this Friday.
You ain't gotta pay me to come no motherfucking where. The fuck I'm gonna come to race you in fucking Florida for? Bring your motherfucking little chubby motherfucking ass to goddamn the walk
nah,
from the stuff.
All right, MD gone. He mustn't know I had to go.